Well, hello, boys and girls. It's about to get dangerous once again. I'm going to tell you something. Fear not, because we are back for you. We're here, ready to take you out of your miserable shit lives for at least 2 hours.
Not permanently, Egg.
That's right. We can't save you, but we can temporarily help you. Yeah. We're like morphine. We're not going to take you out of the woods, but we'll give you a little bit of sedation for a while. All right. As you heard in the beginning, I just cracked my Pabst Blue Ribbon, which means I don't have any money. If I'm ever drinking Pabst, it's because I'm broke. All right, and I am your host, James Danger. And to my right, the very tired-looking, stroking his stubble, with this weird shirt on with a bunch of black guys. Who are those black guys?
A bunch of black guys.
I recognize Tupac.
Tupac, Eazy-E, Notorious, Old Dirty Bastard, and DMC. What's his name? DM. Was never a fan, even though he's like, I should just black him out.
Yeah. Won't he's already hard. Black, though. Hey,
exactly.
All right. And that's Ivan, the nature boy, Barthel.
Woo!
There he is. And to my left, first timer. He looks nervous.
About a half cup.
That's Evan. I used to call him Heaven. I don't think he might like that, though. I think it's a... Do you like that?
It's a little weird.
Because I would sing to his girlfriend, who is my sister-in-law, by the way.
It's weirder when your children sing it back to me.
I'd sing, Evan, I'm in Evan. But I'm going to call him Evan Perkins. You like that?
Haven't heard that one before.
Nah. All right, Perky. Are you Perky?
It's too cold in here.
All right. And I got to tell you something, Ivan, about this guy right here.
Yes, Danger.
You might not believe it, but you probably should, because I'm telling you. And I only speak the truth. Unless I'm lying.
Preach it.
Evan here is a mad scientist of auto mechanicry. Is that a word? Mechanicry?
Mechanicry.
It should
could be a word.
God damn it. It should be.
At least for today.
Here's my question to you, buddy. Do you like being called a grease monkey or a motorhead?
I think Hot Rodder. I think that's the Hot Rodder choice.
Okay. Well, that's two different distinctions,
I will not allow it.
Though, right? That's two different distinctions, a grease monkey and a motorhead.
Isn't it the same kind of deal?
No. Well, the way I see it, I don't know how you want to describe it.
I think I'm with Ivan. A grease monkey is someone that has to work on cars. It's not someone that enjoys it. You know, a mechanic could be a grease monkey. It's a career.
It's your job. Yeah.
So it's motorhead is putting someone down. Then
it's a little depressing.
Yeah, a motorhead is like an enthusiast.
Okay,
you know, who like collects them, who fucking dreams of building that.
A hot rodder just full of himself, right?
It's a disease.
It's a douchebag.
All right, so Evan, the hot rodder, Perky Perkins. That's all I'm gonna call him. Wow. All right, now
wait, hold on a second. You can't just leave it there.
I'm not leaving it there. That being said, I'm gonna see what you really know. Okay, I'm gonna test your manhood. In the auto mechanicry?
Auto mechanicry, yeah. You're gonna be asked questions from somebody
who
has...
In the auto mechanicry field, I'm gonna see if you pass the test, right? I prepared a short test to see how you rate.
All right,
here we go.
I'm excited.
Question number one. What is the thing that you stick the key into to start the car?
That would be the ignition.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Holy shit, he's on a good track so far. All right, question number two. What is the name of the liquid inside the transmission?
Jesus Christ, transmission fluid.
Fuck! He's cracking on my...
Ask
he's
him
getting
what
old.
Color it is.
Bonus extra credit. What color is it?
Oh, it's pink.
Is that right, Ivan?
It is. Okay. For some time.
All right. He's right. Next question. What is the metal tubey thing with a hole that sticks out the back of a car?
Exhaust pipe.
That's right. Holy shit, he's good.
A little bit insulted.
All right. Here's the last question. I thought he would have got like two of these wrong at least. What is a proper size spark plug for the use in a 1967 Camaro 350 small block engine?
That would be a 0.708 reach. I'm thinking like, depending on the year, 8 heat range.
I said 67.
You want a 13/16.
Try not to get out of this.
Socket size. and probably a 14 millimeter thread.
Fuck!
Yeah, nice.
Damn it!
Exactly.
He was talking all this nonsense. I'm like, oh, he's gonna get it wrong. And then he says 14 millimeter, which is the right.
All of that was real. All of that was real.
God damn it. Are you impressed, Ivan?
Fuck yeah. That's
I think I
like,
am too, right?
Yeah.
Were you impressed with my question?
Yes.
It's pretty good, right?
Line of questionings, but the question.
Where did
at
you
the
get
end
that
awesome.
From? Is it your, like, your dream car or something? Or
no, just... no. I'm like, okay, let me shoot. That was my plan, of course, to throw some bullshit nonsense and, like, okay, let's see if he really knows a good question. And I don't know. I just. What the fuck? I just picked a random car and a fucking, you know.
So several years of knowing me.
Because
like,
I wasn't going to go with a newer car because it's supposed to be all electronic shit, right? Like.
They still have spark plugs.
All right.
Now, if you try to say, does a new.
Then
like,
fuck you, sir.
Does a Prius have a carburetor and he got that wrong? I'd be like, oh, this guy doesn't know shit.
All right. So I'm happy with that. I think his story checks out.
Yeah. I didn't know he had it like that. I was just going to ask him what a tensioner rod did, but.
Tensioner sure rod?
Yeah, well, that's what they call, at least specifically
these
in call
me that back
timing
in the day.
Belt.
He's called me tensioner rod.
Tensioner.
Don't ask who. All right. Real quick, dude, just to add to that, this guy is, I'm going to get to all this later, but just to touch on this real quick, just so our listeners know who we're fucking dealing with here, this dude is a, like I said, a mad scientist, man. He fabricates his own goddamn car parts.
Oh, shit. Really?
Do you know what that means, to fabricate something?
Like, do you actually design and engineer the parts, or what?
It's
like,
much less than engineering.
Bullshit. He's lying. It's true.
Trial by error is the only
way
to put it.
He builds things out of metal things and makes other things.
He means like in weld.
Nice.
Basically.
No, it's not just that. What did you make recently with your suspension?
I made a full upper lower control arm setup, and I built my own spindle.
So you know,
you know what a spindle
is,
Ivan?
Like what you do then?
MIG welding, but similar, very
similar.
Do you know what a spindle is, Ivan?
Not exactly for a car, no.
You don't know at all.
No.
So you think a spindle is like on what? Sleeping Beauty or what? All right.
What is it?
It's what carries the tire brake assembly. It's in between the control arms.
Oh, it's a control arm. Okay.
It's between them.
I broke that.
Oh,
on
you
that
made
car.
A control arm. Oh, okay. Well,
I only know a control arm very well because it's something I broke on a car recently.
Oh, really?
not a good thing to break.
Yeah, I ran into a curb.
Hey, well.
It was okay. I was asleep.
And when you ran into a curb, is a curb just a guy's cock? You ran right. You went right into it. All right. I got a
head first.
Well, he's asleep, so that's rape.
Yeah.
Or was he pretending to sleep? That's the question. All right.
I don't know.
I got a danger update, Ivan.
That's awesome.
Just one update, but I think it's for you. I think you'll enjoy it.
I have one for you too. Oddly,
oh really?
I think you'd enjoy
it.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go first then?
Yeah, mine's pretty stupid.
Okay.
Your hatred for
Jews,
animals.
Oh, animals.
Those fucking one animals, the carvings, like the, you know.
Oh yeah, the deer statues.
The deer statues. Just animal statues in general.
Woodland animals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Statues of woodland animals. I'm against them.
Well, okay. Well, this tickle your fancy then. On Kalima, and right before you hit Whittier Boulevard, I forget what the small crossroad is before Whittier Presbyterian Hospital, is a house with a water fountain, and on either side of the water fountain is these huge, like, polished wooden dolphins with fucking unicorn. What are they called? What the fuck are they, like, a unicorn has what, that thing in its forehead?
I think it's just a horn.
A horn, I guess, like a straight horn. Yeah,
it sounds majestic. Honestly.
It does.
Wait, what are you saying now? A dolphin with a horn? On
yeah,
its head?
It looks like a unicorn dolphin. So it has the horn coming out with the spirals around it and everything.
I think
both
that's
of
a
these
narwhal.
Dolphins have it. Huh?
I think that's a real animal.
Well, I know there's
narwhal.
One like that.
you and your made-up majestic animals. You asshole. Sir, that's a narwhal.
And I learned that from Elf.
It's make-believe. Like,
yeah,
imagine.
I have seen that. It's like a manatee with a spike in his head, right?
Yeah. Is it? I thought I saw that on the fucking thing Alec Baldwin hosted on. Like,
so then the point of this whole story is that you're a stupid asshole.
A giant tool, apparently. I could have swore it was like a dolphin unicorn.
No, that's pretty pretentious as well, though.
It is, right?
Having
it was
a fountain with the
Arctic creatures.
Yeah. Well, and that's what threw me off. He's
like an Arctic creature living near Whittier,
long
way out
one.
Of their habitat.
Yeah.
Seemed kind of crazy.
I will allow it.
Southern California. I don't know. It didn't look right.
All right.
They're made up like midgets and Eskimos.
My update has so much to do with you. It's not even funny.
It's kind of scary.
It's a little scary, yeah. Do you remember my story about the Boston Terrier that snipped at me?
Mm-hmm.
And I associated that with you because you have Boston Terriers,
yes,
correct?
I do.
Okay. The day came where I got my revenge.
No,
I'm not
shit.
Fucking with
you.
Oh, yeah. So I walk in. I happened to be in the same yard. I wasn't paying attention. The same house, I mean. Same fucking dog. He was on the left side of the house when he snipped at me. But this time, I just barely walked into the front fucking gate just to walk in the yard. And he's sitting there on the porch staring at me. And he's a big fucking Boston Terrier. He's not a little, you know, douchey one. He's mm-hmm. he's a good-sized dog, even though they're small. So he looks at me, and I'm like, oh, shit. And I wasn't really nervous because I just left the gate open, so I don't want him to run out. So I'm like, I better go shut this gate. As soon as I take a step back, he charges me.
No shit.
And I fucking hit him in the face. And he goes, ah! And he looks, I'm not kidding you. Give him this look like, how could you do this to me?
Did he just stand down like, holy shit. This
oh,
guy
fuck yeah,
business.
He stood down. He walked away, you know, just like a woman getting raped. That's how he looked. I should know.
Broken heel and everything or what?
Yeah, he was broken. I broke the bat. Right. That was it.
That's awesome.
I just thought you could kick out of that because I did. I didn't like hit him hard, but just hard enough to hit a small dog and make him get pain.
I was about to say, like, how hard is hard for a small dog?
Uh-oh.
What a bastard.
That sounds like a dirty quote to me. Yeah. Gay quote of the week, everybody. All right. And now every time we have a new guest, Evan Perky, we have something called, what's it called? The Rapid Five.
At least we got over the Fast Five.
That's you.
I know.
You. You always do that shit.
Got over it, though.
All right. The Rapid Five, as you well know, it's a series of intense questioning. It's like Scientology. We question you, break down your psyche, and see what you're made of, okay? And after these questions are answered...
Do I get to be in an action film?
You may, but you will not get paid for it. After you're done with the questions, we'll know everything about you. Everyone that's listening will know everything about you.
All right.
Your deepest, darkest secrets, your biggest fears, and everything in between.
Did you have an update the last question that we have on that one?
No, and we will come to it if it's necessary.
All right.
I like where you're going, though. I like you're on your toes. I like
it. Yeah, I told you.
All right. Question number one. What is your favorite movie of all time?
All right. The only movie I can watch over and over and over again without getting sick of it, Matrix.
Huh.
Hands down. Matrix.
The original.
Whoa.
In the part one, did he say, I know Kung Fu?
Yeah.
Is that one?
I don't know.
It is the first
one.
When
they upload his fighting style into his head? That is the first one, huh?
It is.
I think he did, yeah.
It's after he does the dojo with, what's his face, Morpheus.
It's just too trippy. I can watch it over and over again. I take the blue pill.
Wait, which one's a blue pill?
I think that's the one that makes you go into the Matrix.
Okay, so knowing what you know about the Matrix, you would take the blue pill if it was your life?
Yes.
I probably wouldn't.
Really?
Would you go back to sleep?
Yeah, why not, right? We're pretty much asleep now.
That is the easier life.
Yeah.
Some would argue that.
Why honestly. Would you be in this like hellhole, like shit place?
It seems like the Matrix is pretty shitty. Like they didn't get it right. Like there's all these glitches and things don't make sense. Yeah. It's like, you think you just figure out anyway, like this isn't right.
It just sounds like it sounds like Ivan's bad day at a Geek Squad.
No shit, pretty much.
You know, he was in the Geek Squad?
My realization.
He was the coolest geek at the Geek Squad at Best Buy?
I was a part-timer.
I believe it. I believe the coolest geek part.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just insulting him.
I think he was.
I think he yeah. Yeah, he's still
is geek. My first computer had Windows ME on it, so I just despise Microsoft.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It was the worst thing in the world.
Do you have a Mac?
I have a Mac now.
God bless you, son.
I don't know. It's confusing. It's like you can only speak Chinese from now on, but we're not going to teach you any of it.
Yeah.
Just finger your keyboard until the page like moves the way you want it to.
I'm good at fingering my keyboard.
Yeah.
All right. Matrix. That's pretty interesting.
Matrix.
Do you like Keanu Reeves as an actor?
Hell no.
I was about to say.
This is the only role he could do.
Yeah.
That's
so
it.
You just like the content, though.
It was a just...
Do you think with any other actor then we would have been just as good?
Probably.
Yeah, probably, huh? But the fucking 12-year-old child.
He didn't even need to speak English at all. They could have brought Jet Li in and it would have been the same damn movie.
Yeah, that would have been pretty good.
And Kung Fu would have been better.
Right.
Because honestly, like when it comes down to the director's two-piece, you could throw like Russell Crowe in there, but if they're still directing the same and the cinematography's all the same and all that, still gonna be technically the same movie, you know? Like,
it was just, it was good writing. It was a cool story.
Yeah. They could have CGI'd some dude in there.
Yeah, that's true. He already talked like a robot. So.
A Pixar character. But that would care, but
that'd probably be one of my favorite Keanu movies besides that and Point Break. It's like Point Break, Matrix. Point Break.
He played the same character that he did in that.
Pretty much.
The one where he fought like Bible people and demons.
Bible people.
What was it?
Dracula?
Yes, because Dracula's in the Bible.
He damn well should be. Yeah. Jesus.
Oh, no, we discussed Jesus as a zombie.
Everyone knows that.
That's true.
Keanu Reeves, yeah, what a shitty actor he is, huh? He's a good-looking dude. That's it. He's getting played.
I
didn't, you know, he's a good-looking dude.
He's okay. Yeah, he's all right. He's.
What about in Speed?
Speed, yeah, definitely. I forgot about Speed.
Oh yeah, how can you forget about Speed? It's his most famous role.
That's what like brought him back, huh?
What do you think is more popular, Speed or Matrix, for his career? Matrix
has to be, right? Like when they ask him what Keanu Reeves is known for, I would have to say Matrix.
Speed is up there, I think, man.
I would say that for Sandra Bullock.
You can't go lower than 50 miles per hour, Keanu Reeves. Whoa, what am I going to do? All right. Question number two. What is your biggest fear?
It's bugs.
Bugs?
Fucking hate bugs.
What?
Can't do it.
James
don't
can
like
associate
bugs.
To that.
What kind of bugs?
Just bugs.
Any bug?
Anything that is not a mammal that is a bug. I fucking hate bugs.
So an ant.
Depending on their ferocity, I will fight them. But
if he's an army ant, I'm running for the hills.
Like, I will punch a spider. I fucking hate it, but if it can fly, that's like a double threat. It's just, it's up in my business.
Oh, yeah, flying insects are the worst.
It needs to die. Just WWJD, it needs to die.
So, let's say you get up in the middle of the night to take a piss, right? You walk into the bathroom. You go in the bathroom, you're like half asleep. A fucking cockroach runs in front of you. You're going to jump up on the toilet like a girl? You gonna jump up on the toilet and shriek?
Like I said, it's not flying. It's gonna die by my hand.
Oh, just, so you just kill it. So you won't get scared though.
Yeah.
Just, are you scared?
If it can fly and it comes at me, that's like hell on earth. Like
do you
when
run
I don't
like
know
a
where
girl?
It is. Walking into the spider web, I am a little girl.
Oh, it's that happens to me every day. Every single day.
Because you don't know where it is. You can't see
it. It could be anywhere. So your hands go up and like claw form and just start like anything.
I do like a full like police grade pat down on myself because it's like a hidden weapon, but it's a spider.
Yeah.
You don't need to find it.
Dude, I saw a spider like 2 days ago. The fastest fucking spider I've ever seen. You've seen spiders walk in their webs, right?
Oh yeah.
This thing was like, brr, brr. I'm like, holy shit. I got frightened just because of how fast it was. I've never seen a spider so fucking quick. Look like it might have been a brown recluse, by the way.
Yeah, because some of them...
Which terrify me even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the bigger ones. Because some of them, like, when they're on their web, they'll take their time. They're, like, half their feet over the other half feet before they make a step. But the bigger ones, like tarantulas, I think, are pretty fast, too. That would freak me the fuck out.
I've never seen one of those in real life. Oh, yeah, I have. Just once.
I've seen them in, you know, aquariums and shit like that. But not like,
aquariums.
Well, not aquariums.
In their natural environment.
A terrarium.
Terrarium. There we go. It wasn't
people
swimming.
Keep their disgusting pets.
Yeah.
You don't have anything cute in a terrarium. It's not fuzzy or lovable if it lives in a
terrarium. Wait, what'd you call it?
It's a terrarium.
Is that what it's called?
I think so.
To keep like snakes and bugs and shit?
Things that don't live in water but still live in a glass
land
case
animals.
Of death.
Yeah, it is a terrarium.
You know what? I really don't get people having insects or snakes or animals in their house. Isn't that fucking weird to you?
Not like a gecko
because normal people don't.
Or anything like that?
Normal people have a dog.
Yeah.
Slightly less normal people have a cat.
Even that's weird, having a dog, if you think about it. But having an animal inside your house at all is kind of strange.
Why is that?
Especially those like a snake. Like, what the fuck? Really? Or even a bird is the worst.
Yeah, a bird is kind of weird.
Dude, having a bird, they're meant to that's a whole idea of being a bird. Oh, freedom. You're flying through the air.
Yeah.
But here you are. They're in jail in your house.
In a fucking 1 foot
they're meant
wide.
To soar through the sky, and no you got shit. Them in a goddamn cage. You
kind
asshole.
Of just asserted your dominance as a human being just by having a bird.
Especially if you clip their wings.
Oh, you'll fly.
Oh, yeah.
When I let you.
Right there.
Dude, that's like, it's the same thing if a fucking, like, let's just say we go onto some kind of other planet, and some asshole's a huge giant. Cuts our feet, dude, off.
No shit.
And puts us in a box. All right, I want to look at you every now and then and feed you once in a while. That's so fucking retarded to me, having a bird in a cage.
And put a mirror in so you can talk to yourself.
Yeah, no shit. You're
a dumb
animal.
Putting a blanket over it.
You
sleep.
Have a friend.
Here's a blanket. Looks... I fooled you. It's nighttime. Go to sleep, asshole.
Eat your salt lick and go to bed.
I don't get it, man. All right. You're scared of bugs. That's kind of gay, right?
It's really it's up there in the gay.
Just you know bugs in general, but some people are like fucking just spiders.
That's dude, I'm going to tell you something, man. I think most dudes are afraid of bugs.
My best friend threw a, like some sort of a bug at me, and I hit him in the face. I'm not gonna lie. It was just—it made sense at the time. It was coming at me, and it was.
Yeah. Hey, I don't blame you. Wait, were you one of those kids that I'm guessing you weren't, that picked up bugs and fucked with them and maybe tied strings to beetles and all that shit and made them fly around?
No, because then I would have to touch them, and I try to stray away from that anytime I can.
That was me too, Ivan. Did you touch them?
Yeah, the fucking those green beetles. What the fuck are they called?
My cousin always called them Chinese beetles, but Lito calls them June bugs.
Yeah, June bugs. They're not June bugs, though.
Yeah,
but anyways, those things, because their legs are really strong and just get some twine, wrap it around there, and you literally just walk in and this thing's flying around in circles. Like, and eventually.
Like Natalie's brother, he was the guy like, oh, there's a lizard in the house. I'll get it. Like, I'll pick it right up. You know, I was always a fag when it came to that. I can't touch it. Leave me alone.
I can deal with lizards, just not insects.
I get the flying thing, though. Well, this is not a bug, because bugs don't bug me at all, but... And it doesn't seem like it's anything scary, but a fucking bat. I ran into a bat in Arizona. I was taking some shit out of the car, and the bat literally just, like, flew in front of me. I guess it got attracted to the light or whatever coming from the van. And I was holding, like, a shitload of blankets and, like, gym bag or, you know, bags with our clothing or whatever. And fucking all of a sudden, there's this bat, and it's, like, wings are hitting my head. And it's, like, right in front of me, and that shit freaked me the fuck out. I threw everything. I ran like a bitch on that one. I was like, what the fuck is that?
I can deal with bats. I was in a Taco Bell one time, and there was a bat crawled out from under a trash can.
Just, what?
Don't know. I can't even explain how this situation came to be. You're in Chino, but though, huh? Chino.
Was it a vampire?
So I slipped my hand into my quesadilla wrapper, and I grabbed it. Quesadilla. It was fucking ugly.
You grabbed it?
Got me a bat.
But they bite.
That's rabies. That's why right
I had a quesadilla wrapper. It was
it
okay.
Can bite through the fucking wrapper, though.
Isn't that just paper?
The bat's like, God damn it, he's got that bite-proof quesadilla wrapper.
Maybe it was just a false sense of security, but I'm safe.
You know what's funny? You're afraid of bugs, but the things that can actually bite you, like a lizard or a bat, you're like, I'll pick it right up.
Yeah, lizards exactly. don't even have teeth. The little like domestic lizards
have
live
teeth,
outside.
Don't they?
No, they'll bite your finger and you can wiggle them around.
They don't have teeth.
Like, I'm better than
you.
Yeah,
the little outdoor lizards, like those dirt ones that come out when it's hot. Mm-hmm. I don't think they have teeth.
Yeah, they can't hurt you.
Really?
No. If it's that was all wrong. If it's as big as me, I'll reconsider. But the little guys, meh.
Yeah.
I can squish you if you change my mind.
The only experience I have with a bat is me... Peter huh? and my brother were riding bikes in Riverside, like on this weird trail to a lake.
Sounds kind of gay.
We were younger, and the sun was going down, and I just see this fucking like you hear like flapping in the air, like you know they're blind, right? But yeah. I guess he couldn't hear my brother pedaling. Then he hit him right in the chest. My brother goes, he screams, and he's in front of me, and the bat goes like right by my face.
Wow!
Holy shit, that was a bat.
Yeah.
So yeah, my brother got it in the chest, but I didn't get nothing. But yeah.
And the bat hit him.
Hey, oh. No, well done, sir. All right. That was only question number two, by the way.
No shit.
Question number three. What is a strange or weird thing about you?
I can't make three. I cannot physically bend my fingers into three. You know how many times that just sucks in life?
So is this like, because of a injury? Are you naturally deformed?
Deformed.
Really?
Incredibly deformed. I just...
Coming out of the womb, you were deformed. One of your digits was fucked up.
I have these weird like web fingers, I guess. Just
maybe you have one of your hands like pressed up against the vaginal wall of your mother, and it just ruined your.
Apparently, it was both of them.
It's both of them.
I can't do it.
No shit.
Like you're missing a tendon or something. Like what?
Isn't that weird? How shit's symmetrical like that?
Oh yeah.
In life,
there's just too much going on in there.
So both of your is it. All your fingers or just one? Just your ring finger?
Can't bend them.
All of them?
I can do the first two. I can do the peace sign.
Okay.
And look like a faggot. But I can't do the three. Because
everyone knows fags love peace.
Yeah, no shit.
You know it.
Wow. It is true.
What do you think when like, someone gives you the peace sign? Ah, peace.
Piece of ass.
Fuck you.
That's what they want.
Yeah, all right.
So when it comes to three or more fingers, you're like a crippled.
Pretty much.
You're deformed.
I cannot order three rounds of anything, so I have to go in groups of four.
What about if you do it the German way with your pinky and you keep your ring finger down?
I can, but I'm not German, so I didn't learn to do that. Everyone else in my family does three normally, and they're just like, oh, three. I need three of these.
That's pretty weird, man. So as hard as you try, you can't put that finger erect.
No,
so you're limp.
Just, if you hold the pinky down, the other one doesn't go up.
So you're saying you have a finger erectile dysfunction.
It's a digit dysfunction.
That's pretty weird, right?
It fucking is.
So no, that reminds me of something. I've been wanting to talk about it on the show. Have you heard of like twins? How if one's right-handed, the other one's left-handed? Is that true?
Shit, I don't know about that one.
Because the whole fucking symmetrical thing, man. Like it's weird.
I've known.
That's reminding me
twins.
Of it because your left ring finger is ruined, and so is your right ring finger.
Ruined,
right?
Is the only way to describe it.
Ruined. That's pretty weird, right? I think I heard that. If it's true, whoever's out there, do the research. If
now,
there's
people.
Two twins,
just
of
ask
course,
Google.
Two twins. If there's twins, one is supposed to be left and one is supposed to be right. I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, my personal experience with twins.
Of them.
Yeah, I only know one pair of twins very well, and they're both righties. Yeah. But that's only one of millions.
I only know one pair of twins, and they're my cousins who live in Kansas, so I don't talk to them.
Wait, are you
twin
positive the boy right-handed?
In Kansas.
Are you positive?
Yes.
Kansas sucks.
I just talked to him the other day. I asked him, are you right-handed? No, just I literally grew up with them since like third grade. Yeah, right-handed.
You know what? Just for my amusement, please check back with them.
I definitely
will. I think you might be wrong.
I'll put the Facebook post up.
The Facebook. That's how you're old. The Facebook.
Someone asked Google. That's Google got
that
me
shit,
through
right?
college. It's the only way to answer any question
college.
Ever.
It's probably easier if we just type it on the internet right now.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. I think
I'm
so.
Too lazy for that. Who cares? All right. Question number four. What is your hobby?
Oh, you know the answer to that.
I think
it's
I
more
do.
Like a disease, but just everything.
Would you call it an addiction?
So herpes, you're saying.
It's beyond addiction. It's disease. It's the herpes of the hobby world. It's the most expensive, just depressing, consuming hobby that there can possibly be.
It's a porn.
Yes.
All right. What is your hobby then?
Just building cars, raising cars, just everything automotive. Somehow I'm involved.
Nice. You hear that? He's a real man.
That's a real man.
You know what?
Man.
Okay, hold on. I want to get into all your car stuff, but I want to save that for after we're done with these questions because
okay.
I want to really explore your mind on this.
Okay.
But for right now, I'm going to say.
Be gentle.
I'm going to say Perky here is a real man. You know why?
Why is that?
First of all, he brought, we each had a shot of whiskey called Fighting Cock. Once again, Fighting Cock. That's right, Eddie Gears, Fighting Cock. Yeah. You like that?
I know you do.
All right. And someone asked him what his drink of choice was while we're recording. He goes, oh, I'll just have, you know, the cock straight. I'll just have straight cock in my mouth.
Oh,
straight cock.
You regret
said.
That bottle.
I'll have straight cock all night, he said. That's a real man. Drinking straight whiskey.
Straight whiskey.
103 proof, by the way. Not like me, a little bitch with my past.
Does all that right. have proof?
It's not proven, by the way.
It's like 6% by volume or something like that.
Yeah,
it is good. It is pretty high for cheap beer. I will give it that.
Is it really?
It's pretty high for cheap beer. Yeah. I think it's like 5.6 or 6 or something.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
Is Natty
it really?
Ice is
it's,
only
it's
like
better than
three
Coors,
and, a half.
And it's like the same price.
Huh. I think it's cheaper than Coors, by the way, isn't it?
I think so.
Thought
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cheap.
It's either
shit.
Like
yeah.
the same or less.
I almost went with Coors. I almost went with Keystone Light, but I had to respect myself a little bit because of the reputation of Pabst. Oh, I don't know.
Pabst is so
as
much
good
better
as
than
the
that
Keystone Light commercials
ice.
Are. I would still go with.
Well, there's like 30 for like lower price. Oh, I don't care.
Well, that's what it was all about Natty Ice, though, too. It's like a 30 pack for $8. I'm a sucker not to buy it.
For $2.50.
Yeah,
I'll take
seriously.
Three. All right, so your hobby is building and racing and building.
Do you actually race them?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
On several occasions.
That's what we'll get to. It'll be a whole long conversation, so I want to get past these. These questions usually go like an hour, but the rapid five. But yeah, so very cool. You're a real man. Next question is, what do you hate or annoys you the most?
You know, I was always raised, like, if there's someone behind you, especially, like, women, like, you open the door. Like, you're a man, you're chivalrous, and it really just bugs me when I open the door for someone and go into a restaurant or something like that, and they just walk right past me. It's like, no, my only purpose on this planet is to hold this door open for you. Like, you piece of shit, say thank you. It's such an easy thing to do.
I know what you're saying.
It's
they Asian that don't say thank you?
Oh God! You know what? You can't even pick a race. Like as much as I want to, you can't because it's just courtesy is something that's just a thing of the past. Like you get the one person that's like, "Oh, thank you," and you don't even know what to say.
Then
like,
you're
oh,
surprised. Yeah.
Oh, oh, you're welcome.
At least a nod or a tip. Your, you know, a smile. Like, hey.
You know, a punch in the stomach and a go to hell would be better than thank you.
Oh,
but
shit, right?
You know, they just never. Acknowledge you like I don't work here. Like, do you see the Red Robin sticker? Like, I don't work here. I'm doing this just for the shit of it. Like, say thank you. Huge pet peeve.
Do you ever okay? Even when you hold the door open, and it's mostly for a woman, right?
You know, mostly if they're I was raised it. If there's someone near you, like two people can't grab the same freaking door at the same time. Yeah. You open it. For
right?
Someone.
No, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm the same way. I wasn't even raised that way. I just think it's just a polite thing to do.
Exactly.
Common
but,
courtesy.
But I'll wait even longer if there's like a woman by herself. Like, all right, you know, it's a gentleman thing to do. Let me not even if she's hot, just a regular chick.
Yeah.
So I'll hold it open. The worst thing is if they look you right in the fucking eye and just walk right out.
That's just weird.
They don't say anything. And it's like,
eye contact
all right.
In general with strangers weird, but especially when you're doing something nice for them and they can't even acknowledge it.
Yes. Right.
You. I've taken to actually saying, you're welcome, like as loud as I possibly can and just like make it really awkward because yeah. You didn't say thank you and I hate you because of it.
I've done that myself. I don't think less of you.
And even if they say thank you after that point, it's too late. They've already shown you who they are as a human.
As a human.
Yeah, as they do that, like, oh, I didn't even see you were there.
Might
like,
as well
yeah,
not
this
even
just opened by itself,
restaurant.
Jack off.
They
yeah.
Shouldn't even eat at the restaurant because you're just going to be judging them the whole time. Oh, you're ordering that. You would.
You would.
Yes.
All right, next question is, what is the gayest song on your iPod?
Oh,
or
God.
Listening device, whatever you sport nowadays, whatever you young kids do.
I do have a Dead Sarah channel on Pandora.
I don't know what that is.
It's, you know the song The Weatherman?
No.
It's
Dead good. Sarah.
It's good. You'll like it. She wails.
She wails.
But Flyleaf will come on. Flyleaf will come on there occasionally, and my girlfriend is probably gay because of that.
Flyleaf.
There's probably like only one tough
Wait, what's the other one called? Dead Sarah?
Out there.
Dead Sarah. She yeah. wails.
Is it Sarah, S-A-R-A?
I don't know how to spell. I think so.
Is it the dish?
Wait a minute. Aren't
Sarah?
You like an editor or something?
Oh, yeah, I know. Most writers actually have like 6 or 7 words.
She sounds like Flyleaf.
Oh.
Yeah, it's...
That's definitely not gay. Yeah. I've heard that song before, and I'm like, oh, who the fuck is that?
She fucking wails.
Like, dude, that is not
really
gay
good.
At all. That's the gayest song you can come up with?
That's the gayest song I've been called gay for listening to.
No, that's not gay
that's,
at
that's
all,
not even
dude.
The gay, though. Like,
that chick is fucking rough.
It's yeah. a channel on Pandora, right?
Maybe so, if, like, Evanescence comes on that channel, ooh, I'd be like, yeah, you're fucking
That
dumb.
Has my name in it, so... It's
Evanescence. Oh. I used to call you that too.
No, I think Dead Sarah's badass, but on that channel, Flyleaf comes on and it's just the highest pitched female singer that there is. And it's like, well, it's on the channel.
Let's
so
hear
I,
some Flyleaf real quick.
I guess
I don't think they can hear this stuff in the on the show, by the way.
But I like well, I guess I only like one song really, that I'm So Sick song.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, yeah.
She has a good growl in it.
It's pretty
my
high pitched.
Love yeah. singing this song.
It's up there in the octaves. It's high pitched.
I like that song though. By the way,
see, I don't. Yeah, I personally don't think a man is gay for liking a woman's voice
not
ever. I mean, it's the least gay thing you can ever
check
do,
out.
But...
Hey, real quick, since we're on this topic, check out OTEP.
OTEP.
OTEP. O T E P.
O T E P.
This is the chick scene, by the way.
What's a good song by them?
What's
Confrontation?
Yeah, do Confrontation.
All right. That's a girl?
Yeah, that's a girl.
You're
wait,
fucking lying.
She's about to scream right now.
I think that's gay just because she doesn't sound like a girl. It's the opposite of what I was saying.
Yeah, she's pretty rough. But dude, she's kind of hot. Long
wow.
blonde hair, a short little thing. She's like 5'6".
Is she feminine looking?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wow.
She's got a lot of tats, but...
holy shit, OTEP.
Nice titties.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah,
vagina.
We ran into her in
Wait,
Venice
she's
Beach.
Got breasts?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
We ran into her. It was, dude, badass. Like, we ran into her at Venice Beach, her and her bandmates, the bassist. They're just handing out CDs, like, hey, check us out, whatever. Because they're from LA.
Uh-huh.
And then, shit you not, like, 5 months later, it's when Ozfest still had a third stage, which was, like, the smallest stage ever. It was open from, like, 8 in the morning to, like, 10. And no label. And she's just closing out that stage, fucking, like,
on the rail, just people trying to pull her in and shit. She's just going off.
But did you know who she was when you met her?
No, didn't know her at all. Like, she's just handing out CDs. We're like, all right, cool.
Oh, okay, wow.
And then we see him at Ozfest a couple months later. Like, nice. Fucking sweet. Now they've been there like 4 times. But yeah,
I'd be scared to like hook up with that chick.
Like, she's like, just tear your cock off, right? Like,
I would tell her, just right out of the gates, you're more manly than I am. Right. You can scream like that.
Yeah, she's pretty manly with that.
All right, and now that my best favorite most question of all time.
You need an intro just for
Ivan,
this song.
On standby with your your backup question.
The clarification question.
That's
for
right,
it, I think
that's
it
right.
Is.
Which celebrity would you be gay with?
I gave this one a lot of thought, and originally I was thinking John Goodman, because you'd feel so safe in those arms. Like, he could bring back food. It was like caveman times.
You'd feel so safe in those arms.
Bring back a deer over your shoulder, like, oh, fucking dinner's here. But now I'm thinking, like, I'm going to play, like, I'm the gold digger. Fact, I guess. I'm thinking Seth MacFarlane, just because, like, I think he's batting for the other team anyway.
You think he's gay?
I don't know. He likes show tunes.
That's true.
A lot.
Show tunes. He's very clean cut.
But,
fucking.
I don't really
fashionable
care.
Guy.
Honestly, he's just an amazing dude. Like, whatever he does, like, is gold. So
now look, you probably don't listen to the show at all, but what you just did is what many people are guilty of.
To the T.
You are gay because,
is because it gay if you have to discuss this topic with your girlfriend
because you didn't
you don't know
here's
babe,
why
I found out I was gay
here's why you're gay because okay. You did not discuss the looks of the man. You discussed what they can offer you and how they
like it was gonna be a long-term commitment that
I
was
felt like
happen.
I was ignoring
you,
the
but you said the
aspect.
Gayest thing of all time. I would feel safe in his arms. God damn, I love that question.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna grill you anymore about that. I just want you to think about it and soak it in. The rest of your life,
versus
think
just
about
thinking
that.
Of it as a one-nighter, like I just had to, and that's who I would do it with. It's like, no, we'll have a happy family.
Yeah.
He'll collect food for me.
He'll make me laugh. Yeah, exactly. I'll feel safe in his arms.
I think your dad started that off, dude. Like when his dad answered that, he had the same kind of deal. Like he could make me laugh afterwards. Or, yeah.
Afterwards, after
he
the
never
rape,
said afterwards.
After the raping.
I guess I'm just fulfilling my own fantasy.
All right, last question. What is your most embarrassing moment?
I'm sure there's like some prepubescent like little kid moment that's way worse, but in college, like. My friends and I have this thing where when someone sneezes, we're not polite about it. We're not nice. It's just, shut up. Like, that's just what we do. Like, achoo, shut the fuck up. It's an inside joke. And I sometimes lose track of who I'm with and, like, what setting I'm in. So I'm in art history class in college. I think it was, like, Art 101H or something. And the teacher sneezes, and I go, shut up. And everyone just looks at me like, who is this asshole
sneezes.
That just told the teacher to shut up while she was sneezing?
Oh, it was a woman teacher.
She's old, and she's sick, and he
oh,
told
an old
her to
woman
shut
teacher.
Up.
That's just, you're going to hell.
I was instantly just like, oh. That
did
was,
she hear you?
That was bad. Yeah, everyone heard it. It was just like, put your head down. Don't say anything else.
Oh, shit.
Shut up! Oh,
she did it like a woodland animal too.
I just did that. God damn it!
Yeah,
that was pretty bad.
Pretty rough.
That was pretty up there,
dude. Well, let me close it out by saying now everyone knows everything about you. They know exactly what kind of person you are. But what I was going to say is,
old people.
Do you smell that's, fucking skunk right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I
holy
thought you might have
shit.
Had some sticky green at first.
Nah,
but
dude, I got the window open, and there's a lot of skunks around here. So
that's a
should
shitload
I,
right there.
Should I close the window?
Well, it's locked onto this now anyway, so.
It could only get worse is all I'm saying.
It's...
Are you okay with it? It's pretty skunky.
It honestly doesn't bother me.
Yeah,
I
can
just,
go with it.
There's right. a lot of them by my house, and I've grown up with it. The weirdest thing, though, is when you have
I'm
a friend.
I'm used to it.
When you have a friend that is really into weed, and they smell like skunk, and they go, oh, this smells so good.
Yeah.
Dude,
is
I don't care.
Did?
I did at first, but then it came really strong. There's like skunk, and then there's skunk, and that's
I don't
just
care
like,
how much
skunk-y.
You smoke weed, like. You've reached another level when you think skunk actually smells good.
Not this pungent.
When
but...
you're chasing down skunks in the wilderness because it's easier to get than weed, it's just, you're at another level.
Yeah, it's a little much.
So now are you getting high right now?
I would not smoke a skunk's asshole to fulfill my weed need.
You know what I heard? The only way to get skunk stink off of you is, do you know?
Tomato sauce? Is
that's
that
right.
Is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bathe in tomato sauce. You know what? I'm sorry, Nature Boy. That isn't your... question for tonight
because you
would have got it right. But now it's time for, we have a segment, Evan, where we challenge Nature Boy here because somebody once said he knows too much. So I created
a
segment.
And I've been proving him wrong
Some
ever
say
since.
He knows
I
too
created
much.
A segment. Out of like 6 episodes, he's only gotten 1 question right.
Oh, yeah. I'm proud of that.
And you know
question.
What? I got lazy with that question, and I'm so ashamed of myself. I gave it to you. Let me see if you know the answer to the last question, Evan. What is the name of a Hitler's girlfriend?
Oh, Eva Braun.
There you go. Everyone knows that's that shit, so huh?
I'm not even a nature boy.
If you watch the History Channel,
it's got
you're fine.
Nothing to do with nature, by the way.
If you watch the History Channel, you're fine.
And now it's time for Mr. Know-It-All.
He's Mr. Know-It-All. I know a thing about a thing or two.
All right, Mr. Know-It-All, here's your question for today. I really hope you get it wrong. Based on Evan being here, I had a theme with this question. It has to do with cars.
All right.
Now, Evan, you cannot answer this question.
Okay.
It's only for Mr. Know-It-All. It's not about
silent.
You selfish asshole. It's about Nature Boy. It's not for me either.
Me.
You can definitely rub it in later, of course.
It's not for me either. It's only for Ivan.
I'm only going to accept his answer, by the way, because you're the douchebag just reading it off. You're like the Alex Trebek right now. Like, you don't know the answer. You're just fucking reading it off a cue card.
He's so smug with those answers in front of him, isn't he?
No, the answer was... What are the fuck smart thing
you
says?
Should put on a mustache for this thing, for this segment.
All right, here's your question, Nature Boy. According to the National Insurance Crime Bureau, what is the current most stolen car?
Ooh, the current. Do I have to get the year too, or just the make
of course
and model?
You do.
Fucking nah, that's why.
I don't give a shit.
The current most stolen car? Damn. I want to say Toyota Camry, but I don't think it's the Camry anymore. It used to be the Camry. It might still be the Camry. Trying to look into James's eyes,
I'm
I can get some answers.
Poker face, buddy. You got nothing for me. Look at me in the eyes.
I'm sticking to the Toyota Camry.
Fucking A.
Am I right?
No, you're not right. You see that false pump I gave you? That's right. The answer is 1994 Honda Accord.
No shit.
It's an Accord now. I remember it used to be the Civic.
Yeah. That's the second most sold car, 95 Civic.
Probably like the second most sold car, too.
Do you know why? I mean, it's pretty obvious to know why, right? Why it's like the 90s cars that are the most stolen?
Because they're easiest to steal? Or
right.
Yeah.
The newer cars have better security
features.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, that's what I was thinking. The Camry, like the 88 Camry, for example, was the easiest at one time because literally this little, I forget what you call it, but this little part of the frame that goes... For the door, you could literally just pop it off with a screwdriver. And then you have a gap that's like 4 inches wide, 5 inches wide. You could literally just stick your hand in or...
Speaking of which, have you ever like had a AAA guy come? Like you locked your keys in your car because you're a retard. And they need to open it. And you just watch them. They take this little like inflatable thing, stick it between the window, pump it up. And then they just fucking open it like that. And you're like, oh, I hope no one else has those.
Yeah.
They make it look so easy.
I've never
to
locked
do.
My car, my keys in my car.
Oh.
You
I have. I have the short-term memory.
And you're the car guy, and you can't get your own keys out of the car?
I have the worst short-term memory ever. I have, like, 16 socket wrenches because I'm one to, like, 7 are always gone at any given time. So it's just...
They're, like, in the engine while you're driving. You hear something rattling around. What's that?
Must be
my socket wrench.
I've made 15 laps on an actual, like, road course racetrack. With a socket wrench, like, wedged between the hood and the windshield because I slammed it there. I just have to... I want to think of myself as, like, this amazing crew chief, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I forget shit all the time. Like, luckily, the wheels have always been tight. That's like I never lost one of those, but I've always done just really forgetful crap.
I have to say, that's probably my most embarrassing moment. This happened, like, just about 2 years ago. I thought I locked my keys in my car. And I've never done it before, and I fucking finally did. It was early in the morning, I got to work, and I was getting shit out of my trunk, and I closed the door, and I was like, fuck, I left the keys. I could have swore I left the keys, like, in the ignition still. And the car was off. It was just that was in there, but my fucking windows on that car were super tinted. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't see, but I'm like, I'm super confident that's where they're at. So the trunk was still open. I was like, I'm going to get back there. I had to clear all my shit out. I had, like, a speaker box that was screwed into the trunk itself, so I had to unscrew mm-hmm. that. And then one of the sides of the back seats wouldn't fold down. The lock was broken or whatever. So here I am, my legs dangling out of the trunk. I'm trying to squeeze myself through like a
2 foot by 2 foot hole, and my fucking fat ass is like getting stuck in it. And I get out trying to think about it, like, fuck, how am I going to do this? I can't squeeze in. It's just, it's not enough space. Maybe my friend Kim can squeeze in there for me. So I go to fucking...
And Kim is a Korean boy, you know, right?
Young Kim. I go, I don't know why I did this. I think it was to grab the cell phone out of my bag. I put the bag, I lower the trunk so I could put my bag on top of it, and my keys are in the keyhole for the trunk. I'm like, oh yeah, I hope nobody saw that just now.
I'm like a total creature of habit. Like, if I do anything outside the norm when I'm looking for my keys, I just, they're gone. I've ruined everything.
Yeah.
If I get a phone call as I'm getting out of the car, like, I'll turn the car off, leave the keys in the ignition, answer the phone, walk away, and lock them in place. And it's like, I have to go through this like same routine, like left-hand seatbelt, remove, door handle, key turn. It's just all these steps. I don't even, it's just, I'm so OCD.
You
gotta
purposely become OCD.
If you break my OCD routine, I have locked my keys in my car and you've ruined my day.
And I've killed all my passengers.
And I will just internally blame you from now on as the person that ruined Wednesday, whatever date. It's always Wednesday.
I just hope that videotape never made YouTube, because I finally get to the building and the security guard's just laughing. He's like, man, he's like, you were having a hard time down there. He's just watching me on the camera sitting in his fucking
That's when you
said,
and you're a security guy.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, you fucking
I'm
asshole.
I'm securing
you
don't even this have a building gun. Here, not you, asshole. Oh, shit.
What are you even guarding?
I just got breaking news right now in my headset. Oh. Hold on. It's coming through. Wow. You guys want to hear about it?
I think I do.
What is this all about?
I think I do.
It turns out Kristen Stewart cheated on Robert Pattinson.
Oh.
And now they're broken up.
Because you're gay for knowing who that is.
Kay Stu herself. You hear about this shit? It's all over the internet. Everyone's like freaking out. All these young girls. Oh my God. How could you do it to Edward?
I'm surprised there haven't been any like suicide attempts or any of that shit been reported
yet.
Sure,
there have been.
The reason I'm bringing it up is because I think it's funny that the girl cheated on the guy. Don't you think that's funny?
It is.
It is funny when she looks like she does.
You don't think she's cute?
No.
Fuck not
no.
at all?
No.
I think she's cute.
Her mouth
she's not
is
hot.
Always open, but not
that's
in the
true.
Right
yeah,
way.
She's, and that's a good distinction. She's cute, not hot.
That's right.
But watch the movie Cake Eaters. She plays a cripple. You'll never look
no
at her the same way again.
I gotta watch it.
She's crippled.
I just
she's crippled.
I just think it's funny that the chick cheated on the guy, and now he's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
He's all like storming off.
Well, he's a little bitch already, so like, could you blame her?
Nah, that's true.
But that was
you know
weird
she
how
fucked?
She did it. The director.
That's right. How'd you
Snow
know that?
White? I've heard the same story, oh. asshole.
Why do you seem surprised?
You have access to the internet?
I know. What?
The interweb speak to you as well?
Do you have the inside with Google too?
Yeah, and he was a married dude, right?
Yeah, married dude. Oh, and the man, kicker that's... about it was her co-star from the Snow White movie who played her mother is married to that director, and that's the husband that she fucked.
Yeah.
That's way too many times removed.
No shit, right? 6 degrees of fucking.
Kevin Bacon, where are you when we need
you? Yeah, but fucking...
Ah!
Oh, damn.
Take a drink, asshole.
I'm always up for a drink.
You hear what he said?
No.
Oh, that's an unspoken rule. You can't say for
butt
just
fucking.
The gist of this.
Yeah.
But fucking, and apparently from the last episode, you can't say the reverse of it, fuck buck or fuck butt.
Not like not average vocabulary
said.
For me.
You can't say anything that sounds dirty, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, who hit it twice? Was that Danny? Where he said, or somebody else who said, I'm being so hard on it. It was back to back. It was like in the same sentence.
I forget. I don't know.
Oh, it was awesome.
Are you going to take a drink now, asshole, or what?
Yeah, I'm going to chug.
All right. That's it? Just a 4-chugger? All right.
It's not bad. Mississippi mud.
Yeah, I know that's pretty gay that I brought that up, but I thought it was funny that the girl actually cheated on the guy on this one.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But again, that guy's pretty gay, so. It was
and,
so
and albino.
Yeah, no shit.
He hates sun in real life.
It was pretty funny and kind of dirty at the same time, too, because I'm sure most of us guys might have Google on the unsafe search option.
Of course.
I don't know if you guys even
know
that.
Not a man if you don't.
So my mom asked me, like, hey, there's this cream.
Uh-oh.
I can't find it in the store. I want you to buy for me. Like, find it on the web. And it's like a facial cream.
Is it homemade?
It's my mom.
Applied directly but, to face.
It's not like my brother asked for face cream. I'd be like, you fucking homo.
Coming right up.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right. So innocent enough, didn't even think about it. I put in facial cream. And of course, there's a bunch
not
of
innocent
like,
at all.
Oh, wow. Just a lot of.
You're like, fuck you, mom.
Just a lot of crude photos. But one of the photos, so it's like, girl, come on the face, come on the face, come on the face. And then the last image on the first row is Rob Pattinson with, I guess they got him with a cream pie on a on a movie set, and it's just him with a face full of cream, and that's the title of it. Rob Pattinson facial cream. It's just like
I'm
oh,
James Danger, and I approve this message. On we'll that note, I think we need new drinks, right?
Agreed.
Bitches, Mike.
Agreed.
All right, we'll take a small break, and you won't even know it because it'll be a second in your life, and like 5 minutes for us.
Yeah, it'd be like so. You fell asleep.
All right, we are
I
back.
Hear ladies.
We are rehydrated. Mm-hmm. I dehydrated.
I think, yeah.
Is that what you call this?
Yeah, scientists right. would say we're dehydrated.
That's right. Who cares about them? They're not listening. Mm. All right.
I know.
Now we're going to get into, Evan, your lifestyle. I'm not talking about the guys on the side. I'm talking about I'm talking about building cars. Let's first get into building cars before we get into racing cars, okay? My questions for you is, well, first of all, I got to say this about to Ivan, because you already know this about yourself, but he doesn't know this about you. This guy, like I said, is a real man, right?
Oh, yeah.
He brought his bottle of cock back in the
cock in hand.
Studio 5 and 5 has got his cock in his hand.
Guilty as charged.
He's drinking his cock out of his glass. And
sounds painful.
Works on cars.
And here's how he's more of a real man. He doesn't wear any PPE. Do you know what that means, Ivan?
PPE, no.
Personal protective equipment. He doesn't wear any of that shit.
For what?
For protecting his body from danger.
I wouldn't say that. I
during racing?
Depending. Oh, wait. Are you talking about during driving? Or
no, I'm talking about while you're making, while you're building cars.
No, I mean, I've got a welding mask. I wear
I thought you didn't wear it.
It took one welding sunburn to reinforce the fact that that thing's there for a reason. You think you've had bad sunburns from the sun? Welding is worse because it's the same type of light, but next to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's horrible. And if, like, I had a really bad teacher. He would, you know, tack weld by, like, closing his eyes and boom, weld. Open your eyes, see where the gun's at, weld again. The best part of that is you burn your freaking eyelids as your eyes are closed. A lot of people don't know you can get a sunburn from welding, but it's horrible. It's so painful. Like
you got 800 really degrees of flash heat, like right next to your forearm.
It's the, UV light.
Is it 800 degrees?
I think it's actually hotter. I think steel weld melts at like 1600 or something like that.
You're wrong, Ivan.
I know I am. Mr.
Know
It All. Just saying.
It takes one welding burn until you look up how hot that shit really was.
That reminds me of this dude I used to work with. This one, this holy shit piece of.
Wait, shut your mouth for a second. Sorry, I just wanted to say that. But wait, before we skip over UV, I didn't know that it gives off UV light.
It does. It gives off, you know, that blue light you see when people's welding? That's UV.
Oh, that's I thought that would just
destroy your skin.
Can I talk now?
Yes.
Thank you.
That is your show.
I worked in this factory producing this composite material, and there was these old school assholes. You know, we had to wear gloves, a full face respirator to go into these chemicals and shit. And this dude is walking with nothing, and he'd be like, "Hey, why are you walking in there with nothing?" Been over 35 years. I don't give a shit.
Oh, damn.
It's like, dude, this guy doesn't wear, he's such a badass old school motherfucker, you know? Yeah. I'm not wearing no mask, no gloves. I don't care. It's like he's breathing in cancer. Yeah. It's like, I don't give a shit.
And your first day, you're like, I got the black lung.
So that's how I think of this guy. Like, I'm not wearing that shit.
Man,
so you do wear PPE.
You know what? I've learned the hard way. You
don't
know?
You have like all kinds of cuts and scrapes in your fingers and shit for not wearing like working gloves and all that?
I've got proof that I do what I say I do. Yeah. I mean, it's... I don't wear gloves so much, but the eye thing... And
Is that something to do with trying to be a tough guy, or are you just an idiot?
No, you know what? When you weld thin metal, when you get it hot, it warps. Well, if you got gloves on, you don't know how hot it is. And I mean, maybe that sounds stupid or just it's fucking stupid. But when you really have something that you can't ruin and you put gloves on and you get it too hot, the thing changes shape because it's just warping on you. You start welding without gloves. You realize, okay, well, you know what? If I can still touch it, it's cold enough that I can work on. And it's just little things like that. You learn not to burn yourself. When you do, you get more careful. I feel like people that wear safety equipment from the get-go, then I wear eye equipment, like eye protection. I like being able to see. I don't want to like fucking lose that. But the people that like, oh, I don't want to burn my fingertips. It's like,
that'd be me.
Well, you know what? If you don't learn to take the precaution because it hurts, you're not gonna ever learn to be safe.
Right.
You know, you're gonna lose a fingertip. The people that like lose their fingers on table saws wearing gloves, it's because you didn't get that little like nick the first time. That's like, oh wow, that hurts.
Ivan,
be more
careful. Mini eyes. Isn't the tip the most important part?
It is. Sometimes all you need is a tip.
Hey, old. All right, what's your worst injury?
I've got some welding burns that are pretty damn bad. But the worst ones are actually from grinding. Like when you build tube structures out of
talking about like on girls when you're dancing.
when you're building stuff out of metal, a lot of times you do like tubing, like, and you have to shape it by hand, and you take like a grinder.
So you take the tubing and you shape it with your hand, you're saying.
So it's gonna be this segment's gonna be full of innuendo, so
there's really no way to get around it. There's a couple tools I'm leaving out just because of what their titles
you
are.
The speed cutter. But,
you get things hot, almost just as hot by grinding on them, and you just
sorry.
If it touches you, you're gonna get burned. You deal with it.
Well, when you're
that one was a long shot. That was a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, because even grinding or polishing,
but if you would have said it more gay, it would have worked. Like, if you touch it, you're gonna get burned.
All the worst is when you're working on engines, sometimes the rods need to be polished. I'm just saying.
I believe,
but
you.
Even the polishing can fuck you up though.
Uh-oh, this whole thing is not working for me.
Sorry. I mean, you walk into any real workshop, pretty about everything in there can hurt you in some way. Yeah. And you don't even really have to try that hard. You're gonna get hurt.
All right, what is your proudest accomplishment? Mechanistry-wise. Is that the word I use?
Mechanicry.
Mechanicry, yeah. Uh-huh. Mechanicry-wise, what is your proudest accomplishment that you've done?
The last endurance race I did, I built the engine from scratch. And, you know, I come from a family where working in cars is not encouraged in any way. My dad's pretty, you know, he's established with working with his hands, but he's an office guy, and no one ever taught me how to work on cars.
That was actually a question I had for you. So it's not in the family.
No, not at all.
You just did the shit on your own.
Yeah, I just, you know, I feel like.
Is anybody in your family mechanically inclined?
No, not at all.
Wow, you're like a fucking dark horse over here.
I feel like if you were meant to do something, it's going to find you, no matter who you are or where you came from.
Don't you think it's funny that there's no history of it in your blood, but you just say, I want to work on cars.
You know, I had a great-grandpa that worked with his hands. He was a car guy. He was. Okay. He was actually back in the day before, you know, like the light up signs
before
you see
cars.
On buildings.
Yeah. Yeah, James is a great grandpa.
Yeah, great grandpa before cars. My family history is really stretched out. We lived for millennia. He worked with his hands a lot. And back before you could buy like the light up signs you see on buildings at night, he would actually make those himself. That was his trade. I never met the man, but I guess it's, if you want to say it's in my blood, like, there was a guy that worked on shit before me. Yeah.
At some point somewhere, there was a guy.
There was a guy.
Who I'm loosely associated with.
But I
did what I do.
Wait, so you built this engine, you said by scratch. You mean you built all the parts for the engine?
When people talk about building engines, there was someone smarter than you that designed the engine, that engineered the engine, that did the the testing and the math and everything required. But to say I built it is... You had the thing apart, you made a selection of internal parts, and you designed it to run the way it did. And I did that with an engine we ran in an endurance race, and we ran it for 2 days, and it did okay. And I was happy with it. It was a fast engine. It was a lot of fun to drive. It was competitive. And at the end of the weekend, we drove it back into the trailer and we brought it home. And I mean, that may not sound that incredible to most people. We didn't win. But...
So let me get this straight. I'm so confused. Yeah. When you say you built the engine, is it something that wasn't previously ever built before? You took parts from other engines and make it into your own? Is that what you did?
I mean, I
or
don't
were
know
the parts
you...
fabricated by your specifications?
That's
like,
what I mean. Yeah, that's hey,
I mean, the way engines build is the things are so precision engineered that you don't whittle them out of a block of something and expect it to last for the weekend. It's something that it was, and you've changed it in some way, but ultimately it's still the same engine that some, like in this case, it was a Mazda engine. Some Mazda engineer in Japan designed, you know, 30 years ago, and you've reshaped it, you've re-engineered it, you've done something to substantially...
That was my question. So you took what he did and you changed it a little bit.
Yeah.
It wasn't exactly how I was supposed to be.
I mean, I've met a lot of people that build motors, and you really can't claim to have, like, say this Chevy small block, it's a really common engine, everyone has a 350 and anything. People are like, oh yeah, I built the motor. Well, it's still the same motor that Harley Earl designed in the early 60s. You can't get credit for making it. You've done something significant
enough. You put a puzzle together.
Exactly. Yeah. You put a puzzle together. You did it right.
That was my question. So you didn't do that. You took parts from other, all kinds of other shit, and you put them together.
Yeah, and then the biggest thing, this was a rotary engine, and the thing is porting it and creating your own design that's going to get the engine to produce power the way you want it to do, and hopefully produce a little bit more power than... you know, the average engine, and make a fast car. And I worked on this car, and it lasted for an entire weekend. I was able to drive back on the trailer. And that's something that as a kid that's never been taught how to really do it the right way, you're proud of.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted for a 24-hour endurance race, and I was part of that. And it was kind of by my hand that it lasted. And you see a lot of cars go home broken, and it's a really gratifying experience to know that I was part of this and it freaking made it.
That's pretty cool. How can you deny that, right, Ivan?
You can't at all. Because even just working on a basic car, like if you fucking, you know, take an engine block off and you don't torque the fucking screws right, you're going to fucking blow it. I couldn't imagine. And that's just like with any car, a Camry, a Honda, a Ford, whatever.
It's really easy to mess up.
You see why Commissar Know-It-All? He knows everything. Except for what's the most selling car.
No shit, right? But working on a custom piece like that, again, like the engine is a basic concept at least, but there's the specific specifications that you've done to it that could really fucking make that thing blow chunks or do awesome or just last for a day, like you mentioned.
It's a really easy thing to screw up.
Yeah.
All right, one last thing. If you could have your dream car, what are you picking? You know, most guys say, I'll take, like I said earlier, 67 Camaro is my thing. You know, other guys say, oh, 65 Mustang. But I don't see you as that dude.
I see it's just when you love cars, when you love everything about them, like every day involves cars to some extent. It's really hard to just say like, well, I want this one. But it's, I guess if I really like delve deep, I've always been into really light British sports cars with some sort of a racing heritage. I've had Triumphs, I've had MGs, I've had some muscle cars. I love muscle cars. I especially love like Chevy and domestic engines. That's what I've learned to build more so than anything. But I guess there's Triumph GT6. That's my car.
I don't know what that
Triumph
is.
GT6.
You know what
I've
that
heard
is?
Of that either.
Do you know what a Triumph Spitfire is?
No.
I've heard of Triumph motorcycles. No.
The GT6 was a hardtop version of the Spitfire. Except
what year?
It got a Tri 69.
19.
And then look up 71.
69. Triumph. Oops.
GT.
GT what?
Six.
All right.
You know, like as you get older, you're like, oh, your dream car changes. Like, oh, I like this. Now I like this. That's the one that's always really stuck with me. Like, that's the car. That's the one that I hope I own someday.
That one there?
Yes.
That's pretty weird looking.
It's different. It's just.
Oh yeah, that's. But that looks like, shit, dude. It almost looks like a crossover to a Porsche. Just.
It looks like a Porsche Volkswagen type.
Yeah, exactly.
Jaguar Bugatti type deal.
That's a lot of things.
That's an interesting looking car.
A lot of things that people don't know what they're talking about.
But when you get into it and you love everything and you appreciate everything for one reason or another, it's hard to pick one that you're like, I just need that one.
Yeah, true. Because you could have this. It's like the equivalent of the Ganser of like, what's your favorite movie?
You pick
or
almost
band
any
or
car.
Whatever,
I can tell you something some random cool fact about it that makes it special and unique.
Right on. All right, let's get into now your racing of cars. Okay. Now, you recently did, maybe it's not recent, but to me it is in my head. you did this thing, I forgot what it's called, where you got to build a car. I might be wrong. Is it for $300?
It's $500.
$500.
It's a 24 Hours of Lemons. It's about...
What's it called now?
The 24 Hours of Lemons.
24 Hours of Lemons.
See, Le Mans is a really famous endurance race that's been going on since, geez, I don't even know when. Like, I think it's the 1920s, 30s.
Yeah.
It's an endurance race. It's 24 hours. Well, these guys came up with this idea that...
Le Mans to lemons. I like exactly. I didn't know that. That's pretty funny.
Racing's expensive, and a lot of people would like to do it, but they can't do it because it's so fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So they came up with lemons. Well, let's make a series for people that are stupid enough to buy $500 cars, put a roll cage in it, and roll it out to the track. And 99% of these cars don't even finish the race.
Am I wrong in assuming, I think you said to me before, $500 is the most you can put into it?
$500.
You gotta buy it and put the roll cage in and all that shit.
There's little like catch 22s. It's the purchase price of the vehicle should not exceed $500.
Okay.
Everyone cheats. The goal is to not put too much money into it, because the more money you put into the car, the less fun you have with it.
Right.
There's like a money for fun ratio you try and keep going.
I love this concept, by the way.
Fuck yeah, it sounds really dope.
You get a fucking beater and let's see who wins.
It's a lot of fun. People cheat, and that takes a little bit of the fun out of it, but it's still a really fun series, and it's about the most affordable racing that anyone can ever
do. A lot of Mexicans in this contest? They could probably make that shit run
fast. I doubt
it.
They're not racist.
There's a lot of everyone in this. In it.
Yeah.
People don't like to spend money, but they like to have fun.
Exactly.
So this series really shines. And there's safeties, unregulated, you know, racing seats, roll cages, that kind of thing.
You don't need to get those?
You can put as much money into that section as you want.
For safety.
As little.
Okay.
There's a few areas that are not restricted as far as price goes.
Do you have to have a seatbelt, though?
You have to have a roll bar.
So I was about to say, what about the guy who's like, I want to take out the seats to save some weight, and I'm going to put buckets in there so I can sit on, so I can save 300 pounds.
But that's right. The goal is you have to have a roll cage. You have to have a racing seat. You have to have a five-point harness. There's certain things you have to have just because America's so happy that if you don't have it, someone dies, someone's going to sue the series, and they're going to end it. But the cars themselves, I mean, people cheat because inevitably that's who human beings are. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Someone wants to bring a gun to a knife fight, but
that's right.
They try to catch you. And every time you go through the tech inspection where they look at your safety gear, they have another inspection called BS. And you go through and they look at your car and they go, no way that $500 car would have that. BS.
Yeah.
We're going to penalize you 25 laps because you have, you know,
25 this, laps.
Just they're judges, and you have to convince the judges that your car is only worth $500. And there's some stuff you can sneak by. I've done enough races now where I realize the judges aren't that smart. They're not as smart as they
don't
would like you to think.
They're not tech savvy, right?
I mean, I had an engine one time that idled, and it was a really aggressive, like, brap, 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 idle. And they're going, that sounds like shit. Actually, it doesn't. It sounds like a really mean race engine, but sure, yeah, it sounds like shit. Think whatever you want.
They say that to you? It sounds like shit?
Yeah, exactly. He said that to me, and I'm thinking, wow, you really don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You think I was thinking they would be like ex-racers who would be like judging these things.
And there's other teams crowded like the BS inspection. Yeah. Like, hey, he's got this. Like, fuck you. Go away.
So real quick, like, what's your strategy then, like, going into this? Like,
Basically, the thing that really gets... It's an endurance race, so the more laps you get... The race is decided by laps. How many laps you've completed at the end of the race. Faster you go, the more laps you get. But stay on the track. Our problem last time was we had so
many... What a good strategy. Stay on the track.
Yeah, maybe it's oversimplified, but we had so many drivers that were off the track to switch drivers every hour and a half. And the guys that won, they only have like four drivers... They drive the car from full tank to empty tank, which is like 2.5 hours straight of road racing, which is just so physically draining. Yeah. But they've got guys that can do it. I mean, maybe they just freaking suck it up and stay out there.
That's a hard thing to do? 2.5 hours of driving?
It is a hard thing to do. 2.5 hours of driving. Yeah, this is summer. It's 120 degrees. The track temperature is 120 degrees.
Were you in Bakersfield, by the way?
Bakersfield.
Okay.
Where God does not exist. The worst place in California.
God's taint.
It smells like shit. It's hot as shit. And it just, the people there just fucking Hills Have Eyes.
So it sounds like you take the same strategy I do on Super Mario Kart, where I go for the Koopa Trooper, who's awesome handling, decent speed, but way better than Yoshi.
And we try to avoid the upside down question marks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, if you can get a group of guys together that can stay out there and drive for 2.5 hours straight. I mean, this is 2.5 hours at 10 tenths. It's as fast as you can possibly drive a car without messing up.
So how fast are you driving?
I mean, you want to, what average? How do you speed. Quantify that?
Well, how like, fast what, can you go to? I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, our cars are, they're race cars. You don't run a speedometer in a race car because speed isn't important. Well, it's all feel.
How fast are your laps? What's your average lap speed?
Let's see. At Button Willow, we're doing 2:17, which is...
I don't know what that means.
2:17
It's seconds? Fast for a car that costs $500. Put it that way. It's so you're doing just, like it's as fast as you can go around a corner consistently without spinning out.
Are these oval tracks also just like NASCAR races?
No, they're
tracks,
road courses where you have, you know, multiple
turns. That's more
turns
fun, right? That's better, right?
I think so. Okay. I mean,
oh yeah, for sure.
It's fun.
Have you heard of the what's it called? Like the Something Man TT or something like that? Have you heard of that course?
Mm-mm.
It's in I think England.
Isle of Man?
Yeah.
Isle of Man, okay.
Yeah, yeah, Isle of Man.
Gotcha.
So like TT something.
Isle of Man?
I don't know the first
or part. Dude, Isle of Man.
Not I Love Man.
I kept hearing Isle of Man. Isle. Sorry.
Isle.
Maybe that was wishful thinking.
Isle of Man. It's just,
the Isla of
I think,
Man.
I think that's just a famous track in England. I mean, there's multiple islands around England. And
do you know that that's considered the most dangerous track of all?
I've heard there's a lot of really steep cliffs where it's just kind of a, if you didn't get it right,
that was,
you're
that
done.
Was my, that was my nature, or not nature boy, what's it called? Mr. Know-it-all question for you.
Oh, no shit.
But I'm like, eh. That's skeptical. I can't say what's the most dangerous track because it's just all opinion based.
Well, because I would have said the one that's in Montana where they do, I don't know, I wouldn't call them endurance races really. I wouldn't imagine so. But the incline and the
Pike's
elevation
Peak?
Is so fucking crazy.
That it's not most, Pike's Peak, is it?
Maybe. I'm going blank on what it is because there's that one in Montana. There was another one in the Smoky Mountains. But the one in Montana sticks out a little more where they were racing like BMWs and shit. But this was in like, you know, the 50s and 40s. Mm-hmm. And the incline was so steep that their fucking engines were just breaking down. But again, they had these engines with high torque and, you know, just weren't fucking built well. And they would just literally blow up on them on these inclines. But
I don't even know where Pike's Peak is. It's a famous like hill climb, but I couldn't even tell you the state.
Because when he was talking about the ledges, it has something like that where it literally just turns into like a 90 degree turn. And it's at one of the highest points.
Yeah, Pike's Peak is Colorado.
Colorado, not. I thought this was Montana. I could be wrong.
Fuck. Where is it at? I was looking for the damn stat. Oh, there we go. It's called the Isle of Man TT.
Man TT.
And between the years of 1907 and 2009, 237 people have died on that course.
That's pretty good.
It's a famous motorcycle race is held there too.
Yeah, and there's this video, I should post it on the website, of a motorcycle camera. Uh-huh. And the dude's going through the fucking, dude, they're going so fucking fast. Yeah. Like 160, I think, at like these goddamn
Christ.
And it's like a. It's like a nature, you know, just a course like through the woods and shit. And this dude just wipes out. You see him like skin the side of this what do you call it? The fucking what do you call it? The railing, whatever you call it. And his camera goes boop, and it's over.
No,
like
shit.
The announcer's like, oh,
damn,
the guy wound up living.
I think they call that a snuff film.
You want
a
snuff
film? The Isle of Man. I'm gonna have to check.
Anyway,
that.
All right. Have you ever crashed?
I have spun off track before, but I've yet to make contact with anything more like solid than sand.
So you're a good driver then?
I don't know. I mean, I know my limits. I'm no professional. You know, I'm never going to make a career out of racing, right. But I'm half decent. I can hold my own.
Yeah. Have you ever won? Or what's the best you've ever done?
See, the only real competitive racing I've ever done is endurance stuff. And it's not just you. It's there's four other people on your team. Sometimes three,
oh, okay.
But it's, I put pretty good times down on all the tracks that I've run, but it's more of a team chemistry type deal.
You but, at least beat your personal best or anything like that. Do you keep track
yeah,
of
I
that
mean,
stuff?
That's your biggest competitors yourself and you're an endurance racing. I mean, you're racing against the clock and at the same time, you want to go fast enough that you're competitive without breaking the car, because the worst thing you can do in an endurance race is take yourself off the track for an extended period of time.
Well, based on what I've learned here tonight, because I don't know about this world, it's foreign to me. But to be honest, saying that you had the car for that lemon race, whatever it's called, and that your car drove away at the end of it, it's got to say something fucking remarkable, right? That not you didn't win, but it wasn't just you. It was like four drivers, you say. Mm-hmm. But the fact that your fucking car drove away after the race was over.
That was a personal best.
That's a pretty good thing, I would think.
I think it's like, we did the math on it one time. It was like 1,200 miles, basically. No shit. Of just flat
1,200 miles?
Out. Yeah, flat 1, out.
1,200 miles.
1,200 miles.
Holy shit.
It's a 3-mile course, basically, and it's just, you're lapping it for 2 days. It's like 10 hours a day or something like that.
Wow.
I mean, our last race was 24 hours, the same track, 3-mile track, and it was 24 hours straight.
So you don't have to work in your car at all the whole time?
I've done this.
Do you get pit stops at least still or what? Like you basically pit for gas and tire changes or whatever.
Fuel stops, but I mean the goal is you run street tires, so the goal is those tires are going to last for 24 hours.
Oh yeah.
And it's, wow, what about that's the person themselves?
Like we just did a story about some kid who fucking died after 36 hours of gameplay.
40
like,
hours
or 40 hours. Excuse me, but 24 hours of fucking driving to send anybody like, hey, fuck that, I'm going to take a 10-minute.
Well, think you said it's four people.
Yeah, you split it up, but it's still, I mean, it's a idiot. Lot of but still, time what the out fuck? There on the track.
They're not going 40 hours it's straight draining. Or 24 hours I mean, straight.
24 hours.
People talk about like, I may.
So how long are you driving before you switch to the next driver?
Like 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours. Next guy jumps in. My favorite. And what do you do while that guy, next guy's driving? You hang out there? You go and you go back to the hotel or something?
Most people.
Hotel.
I sleep on a wooden trailer floor. Yeah, but I mean, you wait, you stay alert because you know you got to fuel. Someone's got to fuel the car.
Are you all drinking during the race?
No, actually, you don't drink during the race if you're smart.
No cock in hand.
He's got his cock
not
in
like
hand.
Now.
What's that shit called?
As
fighting cock or raging cock?
Is it raging cock?
Okay,
raging cock.
Wow,
that's a better name.
Right? I hope someone comes out with that.
Raging cock.
That'll
it'll
be
have to be like
116
proof plus. Although it's not even raging.
Right on. Very good.
It's throbbing.
You should feel proud of yourself, man. That's pretty. It's a good accomplishment, right?
Yeah, because we're bitches. We're like, touching grease.
Your car has to last a whole weekend.
You know what? I'm no professional driver. I'm hot rodder. I'm someone that tries to build their own engine as best they can. That's got a street rod that they maintain. And
that's still fucking sweet, though. I wouldn't mind. Since you're already in this arena, we should do it at least because they do it in Irwindale. And I thought it was only specific age ranges, though. And I think it's the younger group. But I've always wanted to do the fucking stunt driving course they offer there, where they literally like pitch you in these stunt driving scenarios that you would never have in real life. But a friend of mine, his kids, you know, they're like 17 and 18, and they took this before their actual driving course. And they're out there, and they show them how to use the e-brake thing where you can fucking slide into a fucking parallel park and shit. Like, just fucking cool stuff. I've been wanting to do that forever.
I can do that shit on my own.
It's called Behind Target for me.
It's what?
Behind it's where target. I grew up. That's behind right. the target. Target. My truck had an e-brake.
With cones. That's all you do.
Mayhem ensued.
That sounds fucking dope.
But you had a lightning, huh?
I did have a lightning.
You're right out of Paul Walker, the fucking Fast and Furious.
The first person that had my lightning could not afford the lightning, and it was repossessed, and the company that repossessed it, I don't know. I love the person that did this, but in like real life, they were a dickhead. They screwed up the paperwork, and the car got processed as a regular truck. So the only reason I had a lightning was that they didn't know what they had, and I bought it as a repossessed F-150.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
So I was
awesome.
Really unfortunate.
So you got it for dirt cheap.
I got it for like, it was a 99 F-150, had like 20,000 miles on it. I got it for
$12,000. Wow. Holy shit.
My
lightning.
My dad made this deal with me when I was a kid, and he goes, well, you know, as much as you can save up for a car, I'll match it. I'm trying to give me this incentive to save. Yeah. Well, he didn't know that this kid liked cars, and he was going to put every penny he made for the next freaking 16 years away and save it. So I had $6,000 when I went looking for a car, and I held him to that deal.
Lo and behold.
$12,000, I ended up with a Lightning.
That's
he didn't know
fucking
it.
Awesome.
My dad doesn't know dick about cars. He didn't know what he bought me. He didn't know it was a freaking you know, almost 400 horsepower supercharged truck.
Can you imagine a young kid with that fucking type of power behind his balls?
I'm still alive, so exactly. I must have done something right.
That's better than any raging boner right there. That's just like, fuck yeah.
You know, honestly, I wish I still had it. It was an amazing vehicle. It was a ton of fun. It got about 8 miles per gallon city. That was the reason that it had to go.
Yeah.
You know, I was working at a shooting range in high school making minimum wage. And
you worked at a shooting range?
I worked at a shooting range. I worked at Prado. Oh,
I do remember you saying that.
Yeah. It was... amazing.
So you're a gun guy then?
Kind of. It was just like, it was I had some friends that worked there. They're like, oh, it's really easy to get a job. We don't do shit all day. Come join. I was like, okay, that sounds like fun. So we would hide out in like the, you know, the little like where the machines are that throw the clay pigeons.
Uh-huh.
Well, we would hide under there, play Game Boy for like 6 hours every shift, and they'd pay us $8.50 an hour for Game Boy sessions. It was just, I mean, you could call it a job, but I wouldn't.
Do you have a gun?
I do not have a gun. I have a gun that someday I'm told I will own. My great grandpa has a 9/11 service pistol from when he was in the Navy. Shit. But I've shot it a couple times.
Wait, what year? What war was he in?
Two.
Oh shit!
The big war.
WW2.
That's a good gun, man.
You know, it's funny. I was into airsoft. You know what airsoft was?
Yeah.
As a kid.
You say 1911?
1911. Colt Combat Commander.
Those are expensive.
Little man
guns,
lived
dude.
In Kansas. It was freaking nickel plated.
You gotta
has
make
mother
sure
of
you gotta, grips. You gotta hope he dies as soon as you get that gun.
My dad. No, I like him kind of.
He's gonna die by the gun.
That's a good fucking gun.
That was my grandpa's, and it went to my dad, and someday it'll go to me.
Nice.
But it's funny. This little man in Kansas. It's nickel plated. It's got mother of pearl grips. I was like, what did grandpa do? Was he a gangster?
He was in the Black Ops Nazi regime.
He shot Nazis.
Nice.
So. I'm curious, since you had the Lightning as your first fucking car. I've never been a huge car guy. We have the exact opposite. My dad was a big car guy. He was like a machinist. He was a mechanic. And my two older brothers, my youngest brother has it really good. I have two brothers who are mechanics right now and motorheads and stuff. But me not knowing it so much, but when Dodge was revamping and they were throwing Hemis and everything just for the fuck of it, and the SRT...
I believe that was their business plan.
Was it the SRT8? Yeah, truck. The SRT8 or SRT1?
It was the SRT10, actually.
SRT10.
It was a Viper engine.
Exactly. I was like, a Viper engine in a fucking truck. And this guy I was working... he was the sales manager, and he bought the fucking truck. But he also, he loved speed. He had a 67 Hornet, I think I want to say it was...
A Hornet?
I want to say it was a Hornet.
Is that real?
It is real,
but it was made in the 40s by a company called Hudson.
Okay, it could have been that. I just don't remember.
If you've watched the movie Cars, that's probably where you've seen
it. Well, I don't remember.
You're only 20 years off, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Like
he was
no
the doctor.
Fucking clue. Yeah. But
Doc Hudson.
What was curious what about this fucking car, the thing I remember was it was like a boat. But dude, we were like driving through Ontario and he's fucking just changing lanes like it's no problem. And my friend who had a Mustang, I forgot what kind, he tweaked it himself, had a couple hundred horsepower in it. He's like, just tell your friend I got 5 on the floor. Like, you know, I'll fucking burn his ass. And I was going to build computers for him and he's fucking taking me in this big ass fucking car. And then he has this, you know, 1600 cc Hayabusa and shit. And then he gets this fucking truck with a Viper engine in it. And it's light for a truck, I guess, but you know, the two-seater with the fucking 10-inch subwoofer right in between. And dude, that shit had balls. I was tripping the fuck out. But
it's like 510 horsepower or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And I was curious, like, what did that compare to that Lightning? Because I don't know the specs of a Lightning, really.
It beat it. It was Lightning held the fastest production truck for a couple years. Then Dodge was like, let's
you,
show
Lightning.
Them up. Let's cheat. Let's put a Viper in a truck and call it a truck.
Well, because again, like you can have that engine, but like the torque and everything like that, especially when you have a heavier car, it all comes into play, right?
It does, but I mean, it's an 8.1 liter engine. It's absolutely massive. I mean, if you can't make torque with 8.1 liters, you don't deserve to be a car company.
Yeah, yeah.
And they put it in there, and it was the fastest production truck. Right. Lightning could do 140 miles per hour on the freeway. Tested. But the Ram SRT10 could do, I think it was 150-ish.
All right.
It was a fast truck.
It was a badass truck.
Perfect segue, by the way. Have you heard of this story? The Death Race New Jersey story?
No.
No?
It's not.
All right.
Death Race.
I don't know why they call it Death Race, by the way. I don't get it, but...
It was a really gay movie.
And a taxi Here's the driver. Thing.
Here's the deal with this story. Jason, it's in New Jason. Jersey. And it has to do with four GTs, mm-hmm. a bunch of Ferraris. I don't know if anything else was involved. I think it was just Ferraris and fucking GTs, maybe like a Bugatti. I don't know what the fuck.
It's not a gumball rally, is it? No? No, no gumball? No, no just...
So here's why it's controversial. Because the New Jersey Police Department, or two or three cops, were involved
from
with
the department to two or three.
Cops. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I changed it. It wasn't the department.
All right.
Two or three New Jersey cops off duty were fucking. What do you
we're
call
fucking?
It? We're fucking. Yeah,
that's
no
shit.
We're what do you call appalled. That shit? What do you call when they lead the race?
Pace car.
No, that's not what I mean. That's
they lead the race.
Winning.
Charlie Sheen are they taking did. Like the tournament like they're fucking winning these games or these
no 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 when
what?
They like okay a funeral when they're in when they're in the front and they're what are they doing
the
they're,
pace car the lead car
not the pace car the fuck
procession
whatever
funeral
anyways
procession.
Forget all that shit forget all that shit
wait,
basically
how do we talk about a funeral
basically
race?
These cops
penis
were
oh were they just fucking like closing the roads for them or what
yes
okay
The All cops right. were leading the fucking race.
Okay.
And I would not have guessed that at
they
all.
They were just driving like recklessly on the freeway.
I know this guy too well.
Swerving in and out of lanes, you know, the Ferraris and GTs. And the cops were
like escorting
leading.
Them?
A,
like...
There you go. Escorting. That's
okay.
How, as gay as that word is. Yeah. I couldn't think of it. Escorting. That's
not
what it was.
Gay if it's a woman.
No, what I'm saying is I couldn't think of how it's a very simple word. I couldn't think of it. So the cops were. Closing off intersections for the cars to keep like a fucking funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can like go through the intersection going like to the next whatever the course or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. But the cops were involved in the shit while people were going upwards to 130 miles an hour.
Oh shit! And the, he's also about to say, how the fuck are they gonna race in New Jersey or anywhere on the East Coast?
Just
in
on
general?
A just on the on
Sad.
The
well, I know,
freeway.
But I'm just talking about piece of traffic. But if they have cops in the pocket that are closing fucking streets for them,
so the video that wow. I saw. These two douchebags in one car, they're filming the whole thing, right? These two young idiots. Yeah. I think they're in like an Evolution. Who makes that shit, by the way? Mitsubishi?
Yes.
Yes. They're in an Evo.
All Evo.
That's what the Asians call them. Evos.
Evos.
They're in an Evo, and the guy's like, the guy is so excited and so fucking retarded. He's like, oh my God, we're in the rally. We're in the rally. We're in the rally. And I was like, all right, that kid, calm down.
Yeah.
And then they're listening
Settle
to,
down.
Guess who's listening to on the fucking radio? The Take cops. A wild guess. Okay. No, music.
Oh. Who they're listening to? The Danger
Fly no, what kind of music?
Is it Flyleaf?
No.
Fucking. Yeah, I was about to say like house music and shit.
Yeah, techno shit. Like.
Yeah.
Dude, so freaking Asians think that's the coolest thing to drive to. They
I don't know,
love
you know,
techno.
I don't know if they were Asian. I wouldn't be surprised, but it's the whole time shit. They're like,
you said it was an Evo, right?
We're in the rally. We're in the rally. You gotta watch it. It's so fucking gay. And so you see the Ferraris, like they're getting pissed off at these Evo assholes. Like, all right, dickhead. Pass them. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's so fucking retarded. But I just thought it was funny. These cops were involved and like escorting these racing people. They got in trouble. I think they got fired.
Fucking big time. Dude,
there's
idiots,
a couple
dude.
States that still actually do like road rallies. I think that's so cool when they actually
it is
legitimately
but if you're a cop,
shut down roads. Mm-hmm. There's no pedestrian, like you know, public traffic.
Yeah.
There's no risk of people getting hurt. They accept that you know people enjoy car racing yeah. and they
so
set up a track.
You've got to
so cool.
You got to blame these young idiots with a camera, right? Videotaping the whole thing.
Yeah.
What's your fucking problem?
Well, I was
the
about
cops
to say,
are being cool, dude, letting you race on the freeway, you know, yeah. helping you out.
Don't be
and
a
you
narc.
Assholes are being yeah, you're being narcs, dude.
Yeah.
Let's put this video on YouTube and
fucking
bust
morons.
Everybody.
And it's twofold, like Evan said, like it would be awesome if they made it legal to be able to do that, like, you know, two times a year or something like that. But you got to think about these fucking cops, how stupid they were to do that. You're still in public. You're still
oh,
wearing
yeah.
your fucking gear.
It is
You're
stupid.
Out there doing that. This is your only career at a high school, more than likely, and you're probably not capable of doing
more
anything
than,
else.
More than likely.
And you're probably not capable of doing anything else. Do you really want to put your life on the line, or your career, your
yeah.
livelihood on the line so you could be a fucking mall cop after that shit? No.
Don't insult Paul Blart. It's a great movie.
But those fucking kids are definitely narcs, dude. Any
anybody who records themselves and puts that shit on the web, you're a fucking douchebag. Like, wow.
You drive an Evo, you're a fucking douchebag.
No shit in general, right?
Evos are amazing cars, but I have yet to meet a single person that drives one that isn't a douchebag.
Or an Asian douchebag.
You can quote me on that. You drive an Evo, you're probably a douchebag.
We've already got your quote for the week, Evan.
Yeah.
It happened with grip.
Yeah, grips and not letting go.
All right.
So now, it's going to fall off.
Take a look out for that.
Now it's time for
the Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose! Good day, sir!
You ready? Do you have it?
Oh, I think I've memorized it.
Okay.
It's going to be the Fast and Furious.
By the way, the rules are...
it is not
a know,
car
we've
movie.
We've broken the rules in the last few shows. No interrupting. You especially, asshole. I know this one. Just keep your mouth shut.
I call you a douchebag for saying, like, I think that was just a Jurassic Park one because you were such
Forrest Gump.
I am not going to quote Jurassic Park.
It was Jurassic Park. It was Forrest Gump. It was Dark Knight. All three of them. You're like, oh, what's the matter with you?
Okay, three of the biggest fucking movies of all time, and he's quoting them. Like, this is supposed to be something that's supposed to be kind of hard.
It's
going to be kind of hard.
All right, so no interrupting. Yes. Keep your fucking mouth shut, Ivan.
Okay.
All right.
For sure.
Okay. Let everyone have their time.
It is a 90s movie.
You don't say anything. Oh, you just say
it. You will need help.
Don't say this is this actor.
You hear that? You will need help, he says.
Don't say this is the character's name who's saying it.
All right.
All right. Ozzy Osbourne wants an entire bowl of brown M&Ms. And he won't go and show without them. So me and Keith Boone are breaking into this candy store. We've got to get a bowl of M&Ms, or else Ozzy won't go on show. So instead of a bloody guard dog, they have a bloody Bengal tiger. So I dispense the tiger with a can of mace, but the owner and his sons were another story. I had to beat each one of them to death with their own shoes. But I got the bowl of M&Ms, and Ozzy went on stage, and he had a great show.
That was really well done.
Wow.
I wish I would have seen that movie.
He said Ozzy.
I know. I heard Ozzy is on stage as in Ozzy Osbourne. And I would imagine, is that supposed to be Sharon talking about him?
Does it sound like a woman?
Is it any of the Wayne's World movies?
It is.
You're on track. Wayne's World.
Oh. the only two they have?
Only two. Let's see. Is it Wayne's World? Hold on. Which one involved Wayne? Which one involved the Ozfest? When they have, like, they're on stage and they're putting on a big festival.
Two was the one where they did Woodstock. Or
okay, Wayne's World 2.
Only if you can name the entire name of the movie will you be correct.
Oh,
okay. Wayne's World 2. Finish the rest.
There's more? It's not just called Wayne's World 2?
No, it's not.
Wayne's World 2.
No fucking clue, honestly.
Wait a second.
I just know Jim Morrison kept showing up in that
Jim, that fucking the naked Indian.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't you think it was a tad bit unnecessary to show the crack in the Indian's bottom?
Wait a second.
You went way too British with it, but I could still see it.
Wayne's World 2, Party On?
No, something that's in all of them.
Rock On? What did they say at the end? Is it something that they sent at the end of the show?
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like a subtitle of that movie? It's just called Wayne's World 2.
It's Wayne's World 2. It's like the coming of Wayne Stock or something like that.
That's what it's called?
Wayne Stock. It's not Woodstock. It might be Wayne Stock.
Well, I knew the name of the concert was Wayne Stock. I didn't know that was a subtitle for the movie.
That's actually in the title of the movie?
I feel like it is. I think you're wrong.
Fucking liar.
You have Google around you at all times. There's never a question.
Look it up real quick. That doesn't sound familiar. I know Wayne Stock was a show.
I feel like it was part of it. It is Wayne's World 2. I'm really impressed that you got that quote. Like, it's such a ridiculous quote, but you pulled
it. I got it because you said Ozzy. And I was like, okay, this sounds like a fucking ridiculous movie.
I had to beat the owner and his two sons to death with their own shoes.
Fucking Mike Myers. What happened to that guy?
I hope someday they make another one.
I don't know, dude. They're making on the fucking, what, fourth Austin Powers movie?
Are they going to do that?
Yeah.
They've all like Seth Green was talking about it, and
dude, you won't believe it. My keyboard battery's dying.
No shit. We will never know.
Oh, fucking A. All right.
Okay, so we got you got a
I am surprised
right.
that I got that, by the way. You know what?
I am impressed that you got that.
It's that one like older English guy, right? That
the roadie.
Really old dude.
The old school roadie.
Yeah. All right, Ivy, what do you got?
Off topic, have you guys seen 21 Jump Street, the movie?
Yes, that was really good.
I just seen it today, dude. I was laughing my ass off.
Yeah, it was way better than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, I was like afraid to watch it because, like I said, I was taking care of my niece. And I saw it, I was like, oh, because on Xbox, it was a 200-point rental, meaning it was like $2.99.
Phone. Wayne's World 2, they don't actually include the Wayne stuff.
Aha! He got it right. I got it wrong. Just because I didn't know. And you got it wrong for not knowing the title.
Yeah. You get your own movie wrong, asshole. Yeah.
All that says, you'll laugh again, you'll cry again, you'll hurt again.
That's fucking a weird 90s quote.
It's a weird thing to have on the cover
that
of
was
movie.
Very well done, by the way, though. That was a good accent. I liked
the
it.
Accent, nice yeah. and long, nice. Fucking quote.
I don't want to brag.
Not even looking at his notes, just knew it right offhand.
Good job. You must
I'm
watch
impressed.
It often.
All right,
oh,
Ivy.
Yeah. So I watched 21 Jump Street, and I was like, I don't know if my niece should watch this. And she sees me like looking at it, and she's like, oh, I saw that with Grandma and Uncle Oscar yesterday. I was like, okay. It was a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
Really but that's good. Not my quote.
I don't really like many of these new movies. Like, I didn't like The Hangover. I didn't like a lot of these.
I still haven't seen the second one yet.
I didn't like Superbad that much. Like, if I watch it, the more I watch it, the more I appreciate it. But like, when I first saw it, it was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, same thing for me. And the second time, I was like, okay, it's good.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Like, the more I see it, I was like, I'll give it more.
Have you guys seen Starsky and Hutch, though? Like, that one gets me every time.
A while back.
I love that movie.
All right, out with it. Enough of your
Mine's
bullshit.
Mine's super short and sweet.
Nice.
I wish I could do the voice, but I can't.
Try as much as you can.
Yeah, I wish they were dead. And I hope they burn in hell.
Oh, wait a second.
You don't know it. You know the actor.
It's not Twilight?
No. You know the actor for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I hope they were dead. Oh, I hope they die. And I hope they burn in hell.
Okay.
You know.
Ooh, enough. Let me hear. Let me guess.
Romeo and Juliet.
No.
No.
You'll know.
Shut up. Let me guess.
The actor.
I know the actor.
Who?
Shut up.
Was he in Pulp Fiction? Just nod.
Fucking A, dude. What's the matter with you?
Hey, there's a lot of characters.
What's the matter with you? A Time to Kill.
Yes.
Yes!
He actually knew. Was it because of that hint? It couldn't have because of that hint.
No, I knew it. I knew it.
It was
knew
on
it.
The tip of your tongue.
It's the same movie with the quote.
I've been impressed.
They old enough
impressed.
To crawl, they're in the right position.
Yeah, man, that's horrible.
Is it McConaughey? No.
Yeah.
Some other hick.
Well, McConaughey's in it, though. So you got you got the hick part right.
Yeah.
You got it wrong. You got it right. You're 2-for-2 right now. That's fucking good.
Can I get my own? We'll see.
Cockface. We'll see.
All right.
Have you seen A Time to Kill, by the way? Or do you just know?
Okay. I've seen it. Here we go. You guys are brothers? Well, it's a long story. My dad boned his mom. Okay. It's a short story.
Stepbrothers?
No.
I felt like it was Step Brothers,
too. Yeah, I know, right?
I know it's not, but it just seemed like that was an answer worth guessing.
I knew you guys wouldn't get it out that quote, so I have a second quote.
My dad boned his mom. Wait, is it a 2000s or 90s movie?
Is it a Disney movie?
No.
2000s or
90s? 90s. I would say 90s, probably. Yeah.
Late 90s, apparently?
Yeah.
My dad boned his mom.
Once again, then. You guys are brothers? Well, it's a long story. My dad boned his mom. Okay, it's a short story.
Wiener jokes.
Wiener jokes.
All right, second quote. You guys are hanging on a fucking thread here. You guys lose, by the way, but I'll tell you the second quote. I know there's really nobody to blame for this but myself, but I don't know. Maybe the Buffalo Bills, the Boston Red Sox, or Mr. T, or the Jets. Wait a minute. Mr. T, are you telling me that you bet on the fight in Rocky 3 and that you bet against Rocky? Hindsight's 20/20, my friend.
Damn, dude. I fucking know that line. That's horrible. Shit, give me a minute. That's a
being the youngest person in this room.
You know that line?
I got nothing.
Dude, I absolutely didn't know that line. Hindsight's 2020, my friend. Dude, I fucking
how old
know
was
that
I
line.
When this movie came out?
Like 98.
Yeah, I was about to say 98 exactly. You must have been like what, 15?
9? 16?
Really? How fucking old are
wait
you?
Wait a second.
89.
You were born in 89?
See,
you fucking asshole.
89,
99. I am a bitch for being born in 89.
So you're
24?
23. Oh, shit.
No, the year is what makes me feel really old. Like when
you guys don't got
math
it.
Is
wait,
hard.
Wait.
Give up. Quit.
Rocky.
Lost.
I also had two sisters growing up and...
You have two sisters?
Yeah, that didn't help me at all.
That's
the
your
movie
only child
trade.
For some
older
reason.
Or younger?
Huh? Tall? Both younger. And both outvoted me every time we watched a movie
are
my entire life. By like a couple months.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
She's 23?
She's going to be 23 in like 20 days.
She's 22?
She's 22?
Holy shit.
Marissa's 20. She's got a baby face, though. Seriously. Wait,
I get carded to watch rated R movies. On a regular basis.
Who's younger, Marissa? What's the other sister?
Cynthia.
Who's younger?
Cynthia's the youngest.
Marissa's definitely got the baby face. Cynthia looks...
A lot of people say that Cynthia looks the oldest. Even older than Natalie, they say.
Really? Nah, I think Erica looks...
Who's
Erica
they?
Erica is older, right?
People.
Oh. Erica's oldest? Or
Natalie's the oldest.
Oh, Erica looks like the oldest. Not in a bad way.
She's good. How can you mean it? How can you mean it any way less?
She's very sophisticated.
All right, what's the fucking movie already?
Ah, damn, ooh. Dude. I fucking know the movie, but just go ahead and all right. Say it.
Dirty Work, you're done.
Yeah! Oh, I fucking missed that.
At least I don't feel like an idiot for not being able to guess a movie I've seen.
That's a great fucking movie.
I have never seen
about
that
one day with, what's that comedian who makes
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
Look at you, you baby gorilla. You're getting fatter than one of them. You're getting fatter
I love
than
Don Rickles. I've never seen that movie, but I love Don Rickles.
Man. You gotta see that movie just for the 10 seconds Don Rickles.
Literally. If there's any human being that hates everyone, it is Don Rickles. Yeah.
Why are you laughing? It's because I'm making fun of your fat
everyone
friend.
Equally.
No, it's because you were laughing to his, you were talking to his stomach.
He goes, what are you laughing at? What up? Ah, just laughing at that when you're talking to my friend Smelly there.
You got a personality like a dead mom.
Yeah. Get a horse and go live in the woods and stop bumming people.
Exactly. Dude, that guy performed until he was like 89.
He's still alive, right?
I think so.
He's still performing.
He opened for Joan Rivers a couple months ago in Hollywood.
No shit.
I only know that because a friend of mine took her mom to watch Joan Rivers. Pretty horrible sentence.
All right.
I heard he was supposed to be in Casino, but they didn't want... Is he in Casino?
Yeah. Bob De Niro's fucking
I heard he was supposed
boss.
To be a main character in like Casino,
no.
But they didn't want the movie to seem like overly harsh.
No, I felt bad for Don Rickles. He gets beat up with a phone in that movie, dude. He's laying on the floor taking it. It's horrible.
That's cute.
Joe Pesci takes out fucking, what's his face? Don Rickles. But anyways, good fucking grab, dude.
Why can't he be my grandpa?
That movie.
I digress.
That's all I'm saying.
Bob Saget directed that movie, dude.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, Bob Saget!
You know him? Fucking Tourette's
guy.
Have you seen that, James?
No.
That's just ginger!
Oh, my God. Who's the faggot with the tuba? That's our dad! Oh, we're going to watch that after this. Oh, that's gold.
Oh, he did.
Gold stuff. He did.
Oh, all right.
Died. I just love when he's eating and he's like... Fuck salt! Just randomly. Anyways.
Hey, Dad, you've got Mickey Mouse in your shirt. That's your tit dirt!
Yeah. You're lucky it wasn't hard. Not my dick, the towel.
Oh, hey, fuck you! I love you.
And now it's time for I Fancy That.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I Fancy That.
Fancy.
Do you know how this works, Evan?
Perky? I don't know how many I'm supposed to do.
Perky?
Ugh.
Just one.
I get the concept.
Just make sure you end it with, I fancy that.
Let's have Ivan go first, since you can see what's going on.
What do I fancy?
Really, you asshole? You told me you had it.
I did. And
God
I had
it.
A couple drinks and I forgot. Give me just a second.
There's not a whole lot of like overlap with the gay stuff in the questions, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Damn.
You honestly, really forgot.
Dude, I literally forgot. Oh, I had a couple shots and I forgot. I'm reliable but horrible.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's take a small break.
All right. Be right back, assholes. All right. We are back. And Ivan here was...
Yeah!
Just by based on your name, you yelled fucking out loud like an idiot.
Fucking awesome.
Based on Ivan here. What if I would have degraded you after that? How do you know it's going to be good?
Yeah! All the possible way.
Dickhead. Ivan here was nice enough to bring all of us, each of us, a Mississippi Mud.
And he still wants to degrade my name. How fucked up is that?
All I'm saying is you don't know where I was going with it. You jumped the gun, asshole. And I guess they're all taking drinks except me. What do you think of that beer, Evan? Your first time.
It's actually pretty good. I'm impressed.
Are you feeling perky?
Always. It's both black and tan.
That's right.
As indicated by the bottle.
Not a letdown.
Okay. So, you let me down. Actually, speaking of letdowns, you let me down because you had no fancy that. Do you have one now?
Yes, I do. Okay. And it's obvious.
Let me stop you one more time because I got to fucking say it. Before we started this show, we're in the lobby, in the green room. having some drinks.
Have a green
in the green room with the guests.
That's right. We were sitting there talking and I said, Ivan. And you said, yes. I said, do you have a fancy that this time? You've been letting me down lately. Oh, fuck yeah, I got a fancy that and a fuck you. I don't even need my notebook because I got it in my head. And I said, good for you, Ivan. And when it comes down to it, you get shit.
I forgot it.
Admit it.
What did I say?
Admit it.
I got my fuck you. And
tell
I
me you let me
that.
Down. Tell me right now you let me down. Say it. Look in my eyes and say, I let you down, James.
I let you halfway down.
It's a lot easier.
You can't even look me in the eyes, you drunk asshole.
I still got a raging boner for you, but I did forget my
I'm just fucking with you. Go for it.
That's gay.
Spill it.
So my fancy that is going to be kind of gay and obvious, but
naturally
possibly appreciated. But I fancy the Simpsons as much as we've talked about the Simpsons all the time, especially since I've come on. I love the Simpsons, and it's a part of my daily life, and it came up again today. So my satellite dish has been down for like 2 months because we had we redid the roof on the house, but we also redid the den, and both jobs only took like 3 weeks. But I was such a fucking lazy ass since I'm hardly home. I didn't call the satellite company to say, hey, come and reinstall the satellite.
Yeah.
Because they had to redo cabling and shit. I barely did it on Thursday. And after a month and a half of being down, again, I can give a shit. And so
long story short,
they come and do it. Yeah, this is why I like this. Nice turnaround. Long story short, we get the TV back up and Breaking Bad is fucking on TV. I got it on demand.
I
missed
show.
The first two episodes. But guess what? I'm going to download them on my DirecTV for on demand so I can watch them. Me and my brother, the first episode's downloaded. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. We're going to watch this right now. We
Wait
start
a second.
Watching it.
Isn't this about The Simpsons?
It is about The Simpsons. But what comes
up? Breaking Simpsons.
Because something happens, and my brother's like, no fucking way. And I was like, yeah, the last season thought.
Hey, don't kill it. This guy's just getting started. Don't fucking ruin it.
It doesn't matter.
I really like it.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm glad you do. It's going to be great. But
wait a second. Hold on. Let me stop you. Was this on my recommendation?
Yes, absolutely.
What episode or season are you on?
Just started season 2.
Okay.
Really like
You've already watched the first season?
We really watched the first
Holy
season.
Holy shit.
Dude, he's going to run
I saw him like less than a week ago.
That's nice. Awesome.
It's not even an exaggeration. You really did.
Yeah.
It was like last Thursday or Friday.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
I don't do much.
I'm glad you like it, man. It's a good show, right?
It's really cool.
It only gets
really
fucking cool. better. If that's possible.
He's not Hal from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, no, not
no,
at all.
No, not at all, dude. I saw Malcolm in the Middle with my niece on Netflix.
He kills
Wait, that guy deserves the fucking Oscar for the performance he put on. Wow, dude. That guy's wide range.
People have died.
Something happens where I say, wow, I use the Simpsons line, a Homer line specifically. No, he uses it in a specific episode with a specific amount of what's it called, like when you're over exuberant about something, like
exaggeration
exactly. I could say exuberant, but not exaggeration. What the fuck. Anyways, where he's like, you thought you had this wrapped up in a nice little package. And that's what I had to tell my brother, because he's like, no fucking way. It's literally within the first like 2 minutes of the show, so it's not ruining anything. And yeah, and I was like, fucking hey, dude, again, not a day goes by where I can't remember something about The Simpsons that comes into my regular life, but I fucking love them for it. And I fancy The Simpsons because nice. They add comedy to my life even when I'm not watching it.
Nice. So, you know what?
They make me laugh.
You came up with nothing today, but you turned it around, buddy.
With gold, right?
You took something out of your
solid
asshole.
Solid gold cock.
For once, you took something out of your asshole and it was nice and pleasant.
Seems like that would take a lot of work.
He would want to take it out of his
mouth. Not for him.
Himself. Anything that comes out of a butthole is
not for him.
Typically not, at all. Not pleasant.
All right, Ivan. I mean, Evan, too close.
It's too one close. Syllable. I can't fault you that much.
Evan, what do you got?
The first hit on a fishing pole, just the first like fish you get is just like, that's
yeah,
just
you're way
the greatest off. Like feeling ever. It's like,
you talking about when you're sitting there and your pole's in the
fucking
water.
You've just been waiting for like 2 hours. You're like, I have a fish.
Do you use a bobber?
I do not use a bobber because I'm a real fisherman.
Wow.
You do stream fishing and... If you do stream fishing and yeah. you don't use crickets...
Oh, stream fishing, that's you got to go on a lake to use a bobber, right?
Yeah, but lakes suck.
Literally stream fishing, like, you know, you got the fucking rubber boots up to your thigh and you're just...
No, you're talking about fly
that's,
fishing.
That's fly fishing. It's, oh, okay. It's similar, but it's sorry, not the same.
I know idiot. Things.
Fly fishing is also fun, but if you...
Have you done that?
Fly fishing?
Yeah.
No.
Now, how do you know it's fun, you asshole?
It is fun, though. I've been fly fishing.
Have
because
you?
Because it looks hard, and if you've done it, then you must be, like, some sort of, like, you know, established individual.
Yeah.
You're cool.
You gotta have skills, right?
I'm not cool.
You could be some asshole just
you're
throwing
like,
your line in the water.
That's what river. I was like, hey, uncle, this is fucking great.
I'm not gonna lie. A river run through it is a great movie.
Yeah.
But I can't do that.
Yeah.
So it's still fun to just, like, spinning real fish, but and when you get that first, like, oh my god, I've got a fish.
Yeah.
After 3 hours of waiting, I actually have a fish. It's like the greatest feeling in the world. Like, I'm a man. It's just so cool. Like, you've been waiting for this for so long and you have a fish. Even
what,
if it's like...
What rivers you go to? Or what stream?
I fish a lot of Bishop.
I don't
up
know
in Bishop,
means.
California. Like, just, you know, glacial runoff streams. That's just
how far is that?
From here?
Yeah.
It's like a 4 or 5 hour drive.
Oh, okay, that's no good.
Yeah,
it's far.
Just south of Mammoth Lakes, right?
Exactly, it's yeah. the runoff from
Nature
Mammoth
Boy. Oh,
why don't you ask me any Nature Boy questions, you fucking asshole?
I just did.
The only reason to be up in Bishop is you genuinely like fishing. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're down.
Wait
in
a second,
California.
Bishop is going towards Nevada, right?
No.
No?
It's going towards Mammoth Lakes. It's the runoff from
yeah.
Mammoth.
So I thought Bishop was the... Wait, is Bishop also a town going towards...
Bishop's also a mutant. I'll get into that nerdgasm right,
who
next
cares?
Week.
I'm over it. One time, my dad took me, I think my brother, to the West Fork in the Azusa Canyons.
Azusa Canyons. Yes. That's where all the... Gangsters.
We caught 15 fish like in an hour.
No shit.
They're just biting like fucking crazy.
Last time we went to Bishop, we got 50 fish.
What?
Fuck your 15. We got 50.
we exceeded the limits like twofold. Like, you had a cooler full of trout and it's like
50 fish.
Yeah, I'm special.
How many guys?
I get to go back. Three.
Holy shit.
When the coolers filled up, they stuck them up their ass.
It's like
would you use power bait? Worms?
Crickets. If you fish,
you use crickets?
If you fish streams, you fish with crickets.
No shit.
The best thing to catch fish on is natural bait.
Like, so they're alive when you use them, right?
Yeah.
So you got to pull them out of that fucking little...
Yeah. White, I actually have to touch
the white
a bug.
Foam canister.
Do you know how hard it is for me to touch a bug? They're like spiders, and then I have to hold
but
them.
But when you open the lid, they're so jumpy. They're like worms just fucking squirming around.
You have a cricket container, and it's got a really small opening, so only one cricket can call out at a time, and it assault you.
How many did you lose?
So many.
So you literally just grab it by that fucking head or something?
Grab it by its fucking cricket legs, which you hate because you hate bugs. And you hold it and you put a hook through its little back flap.
Nice. And they squirm and shit?
Oh, God, I hate crickets. I hate crickets more than you know.
So it stays on the surface then?
Huh?
So it just stays on the surface?
Exactly.
Using a weight or not?
No weight.
No way.
That's how trout work. Then when a bug falls in the water, the trout come up and they grab the bug. So when you have a bug that floats on the surface.
I'm sorry, this is stream fishing. Right?
What?
Stream. Not fishing. Lake. Yes. Not lake. Yes. Okay.
Stream fishing.
Okay.
Honestly, it's more fun. Like lake fishing, you cast out and you wait.
Yeah.
And if you're me and you have the attention span of a rodent, waiting is just like torchant. It's just torture. It's yeah. I hate waiting. Stream, it's like you just like you cast out, you float the weight out, and you look for a spot where a fish might actually be. And if you're a decent fisherman, you have like a good feeling where a fish might be.
Yeah.
And the moment you cast out, you see the fish jump out of the stream, grab the bait. And you're like,
but here's the cool part about that. As a boy with my dad, it was fun, dude. It was cool. But as a man, you're sitting there with your buddies drinking. That's what's fun about fishing.
Drinking is a huge part of fishing.
And that's what's fun about the lake fishing is you're just there bullshitting.
Exactly. With the lake,
you
don't give a fuck. You're just
no fucking
sitting back. You have a trio over your head. You have shade. You're sitting in your fucking lawn chair, you know? With your bobber, by the way, because you're drinking so much, you're not paying attention. You see your bobber go up. Oh, I got a bite.
I've never fished in a lake where I need a bobber. I mean, I don't know if it's just. I feel like bobbers are the people that hate fishing.
You're a real
like,
man. It's just a lazy bobber. Way. It's a lazy way to do it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I feel like if you need a bobber, you're not a very good fisherman.
He's calling me out.
I think so.
I didn't say I always use one. I said if I'm sitting back and drinking with my buddies, I'll use a bobber.
The bobber's
I'm
like, I don't even care about the fish. I care more about
that's
my
true.
Beer.
That's true. That's my point. All right. Who cares? So what do you want to say now?
About what?
Wow, he already forgot. Just like every other guest.
What was the whole point of this whole thing?
That I like to fish.
And what do you say at the end?
You like?
How do you feel about fishing?
How much do you like it?
That I perhaps might fancy that.
Oh, nice. You brought it around.
Good recovery.
All right. Oh, you already went, huh? It's my turn?
Yes, indeedy.
That's right. Simpsons fishing. Okay.
You're cocksucking now.
Dude, it's funny that actually I didn't realize I have my shit written down, but I haven't looked at my paper. It turns out my fancy that is Breaking Bad.
No shit. Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, we've been on the same fucking wavelength this.
What movie. I want to say is, really, I fancy just good fucking TV shows.
In general.
And what stands out to me lately is this show Breaking Bad, because it's so goddamn good. I'm not going to ruin anything.
Good.
I'm not going to ruin it for you. You're on season 2.
I'm way behind.
I just finished season 4, and goddamn, does not fucking let back. It is so well written, so well acted. Mm-hmm. I just fancy the shit out of a well done show.
Yeah.
Because now it's easy to do some shitty nonsense.
Yeah.
That gets lost because it's
some
so fucking ridiculous.
Comedy,
my
some
only complaint. Only complaint is that it's Breaking Bad, right? So BR and then BA is what this in the like little like intro scene.
Yeah.
Well, thanks to my idiot neighbor / best friend. Breaking Bad is barium bromide are the two elements they pick, right? Mm-hmm. Well, barium bromide has nothing to do with meth.
Which is fine. It's just...
But he has to see that and go, oh, barium bromide, that's what methamphetamine is. No, it's not, Cody.
The whole intro of the show is just taking the
just
shit
chemicals.
It has nothing to do with meth.
And that's what I told him. It has nothing to do with meth. It's just a cool, like...
intro.
Table of elements...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, cool intro. It's neat.
It's the theme of the show.
They just
chemistry.
Came up. Oh,
every
hey,
person's
look.
Name they have on like the credits yeah. has that kind of like little
like you
tablet,
see it,
right?
It's all in green.
It
like
doesn't
capital
have to mean
lowercase.
Anything, right?
Right.
It's just yeah. two cool elements they figured out. Like, oh, we could be creative and make this into
exactly.
a show.
Exactly.
Yeah, I actually like
because
that
because he told me, oh, it's methamphetamine. Creative. That's barium bromide. That's what it literally is. Well, you're a liar, Cody, and that's not what it actually is. Now, because I heard that, I watch it every time. You go, it's methamphetamine. It's not even barium bromide.
You pretentious asshole. Huh?
You ruined it for me.
You're pretentious by association.
One thing you have to do, Talon, for me, though, is he was right about the...
hey, don't ruin
Roscoe's.
The show for this guy.
Don't tell him he's right.
No.
He
was
doesn't
right
deserve
about
that.
Roscoe's because he said he was a bartender there or something
he
like
was
that.
A bartender.
Okay, so first time I go to Roscoe's...
And by the way, it's Roscoe's
Sunday.
In Chino Hills.
Yeah,
Roscoe's Deli.
Chicken. I was about to delineate that. Roscoe's in Chino Hills on Pipeline, and it's actually Roscoe's famous deli.
It
not
is, correct.
Fucking waffles.
No,
but anyways,
they don't have waffles.
What do I see? I walk in Sunday morning with, or Sunday morning, Sunday evening with a friend at like 5 in the evening. I'm already shit faced from the day before, so I just want a beer to like calm
me down.
That's
what Jesus would do.
Exactly, yeah, right?
True.
Zombie Jesus.
And what happens when I walk in, you know, the guy's like, oh, we got like 30 handles of beer on tap. Like, what do you want? I'm like, fuck, just give me something dark. And he brings it, and this fucking kid is getting not ushered out. He has a friend and a bartender.
I thought you were going
to
say wheelchair.
Walking him out to the patio area so the kid could yak over the guardrail where the main street, which is Pipeline, everyone's driving by seeing this kid fucking yak. And literally pitchers and pitchers full of fucking yak. And they're bringing him water so he can drink. And they're literally washing off the fucking guardrail because we're out the window watching this. Mm-hmm. And my friend's like, that's gross. And I was like, no, you know what? If I saw that driving by, I'm like, let's stop at that bar because they fucking let anything go. And like, I want to drink there.
I got to tell you something.
Sure enough, we asked him, like, what was he drinking? He's like, oh, shots. And they were just pouring him shots like crazy. I'm like, I fucking like
it. Evan, I don't want to offend you. Hope I don't offend you. Chino Hills has these young idiot fucks that overdo it.
Yeah, the glamorous boys.
The young rich kids.
You know what I'm
talking about. Man, there's a lot of idiots in that city.
Don't make fun of Marissa's neighbors.
I've been in that bar. Just young idiots do is something to prove, you know, and drinking more than they should be. Just being fucking retarded. I don't know. That's all I gotta say.
I know what you mean, but
I'm probably like the only kid from Chino Hills that didn't drink until I was 21.
Really?
21 and a half. I waited for Marissa to be 21 before I drank.
No shit.
Not even joking. I literally waited.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear an insult?
No. It was me. Like, it wasn't even her. She wasn't like offended by alcohol. It was just me. Like, I grew up from a family where we had no alcohol. My dad didn't drink. My mom didn't drink. I mean, a glass of wine at dinner was like, oh, shit.
So
like,
wait a second. You're telling me you're 23 now?
I didn't even start drinking until I was like 21 and a half.
Okay.
That's crazy, though.
That's my point. You're 23 now, correct?
Correct.
So, holy fuck, I feel like a big fag right now. You're only 23, which means you've been drinking for 2 years.
2 years.
And you can right now appreciate whiskey at its finest and drink it straight.
Get some.
And I've been drinking since I was 17. And I'm 20. How old am I? 28?
It's kind of weird. It's like,
and I've been drinking for 11 years, and I'm still at that level. Yeah.
I had a group of friends that drank since they were like 15, and I was the kid that didn't drink.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even a real thing in California.
I can drink whiskey or scotch straight if it's like high quality and is not strong, but I can't do what you do and drink like, you know, I'm not saying this is shitty booze, but
you
it's
can't
pretty
put
harsh.
Cock in your mouth?
I can't handle the cock in my mouth right now.
You know what? It's weird. I don't know why I like whiskey. I don't know why I like the kind of alcohol that I do.
Yeah.
But
yeah. You're an old soul.
Everyone gravitates to something though, but whiskey is the rougher thing because I have a
friend. So he gravitates towards cock.
For fucking cock, yeah. Like I have a buddy who can't fucking loves vodka. And he could drink it straight, and I can't fucking
See,
do it.
I feel like vodka, like, the better the vodka, the, like, less taste there is. Like, vodka.
Vodka's
like,
a gateway
drug. Good
vodka.
But this guy
like
takes
water.
Shit vodka, like, kombucha vodka, which is comes in a plastic bottle.
Oh, boy.
That's a bad sign, always. Any type of liquor. If it comes in a plastic bottle, like, it's gonna be a rough night.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. And I'll give him fucking, like, some Gentleman Jack or single barrel Jack, you know, just straight up one ice cube. That's how I like doing it. And he's like, oh, this is horrible. This is so fucking strong. I'm like, are you fucking serious, dude?
You shouldn't talk to him anymore.
But if I, yeah, trust me. But if I do vodka, I'm fucking done.
Hey, what were we doing right now? Were we doing the fuck you moment?
Fancy that. You're fancy that we were finishing up with.
Oh,
I don't know how we went
it,
from
huh?
Breaking Bad to vodka drinking.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
And
I was
Jack,
yeah.
Whiskey.
I think I might be getting pretty fucking buzzed.
You're a little homo for getting.
That's just rude.
That's true, dude. I was talking about Breaking Bad.
You were.
What happened? All right. So basically, good fucking TV shows. Breaking Bad is a solid goddamn show. Great actors. It's award-winning. Yes. Doesn't mean shit, really, but it's award-winning. Great writing. Good fucking story arcs. The way they just expanded from season 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, it just keeps fucking getting better.
And it's one of these shows, which is possibly the only show I have to add, that I think they thought it from the beginning to the end. Because it's not ruining anything. They've come out and said it. 5th season is the last season.
Is that right?
Yeah, they said it. They've said it multiple times out in the public.
Okay.
This is our last season.
And that's what I fucking love. You know, I like fucking took the notion from the novellas and said, hey, we're going
to
make it short, or even the British shows. We're going to keep it short and sweet, and we're going to do the story before it gets watered down.
Right.
There's so many shows that could have been so much better if they would have stuck to that story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they would have just finished,
try to keep making more money, stretching it out, adding more drama. My cousin, my cousin Dominic.
Who?
Good job. Look at you. Quick on that shit. He was like, he told me before when I said to at the early three seasons of Lost, dude, you got to watch Lost. Fuck that shit. Why? Because, man, these TV shows, they always do like some bullshit to make the shit keep going on and on and on, like some new story arc to make it last another season or two. I'm like, no, 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 no. It's not like these other, you know, sitcoms where they introduce new characters. Yeah. Remember on like Married with Children? You know, this kid Seven pops up. Like, who the fuck's this kid? Just to keep the show going. So I'm like, no, you can't do that shit with the Lost.
By the time I watched Married with Children, I was like 10 years old.
Basically, not to take anything away from that. Breaking Bad, now that you say that, it makes me appreciate it even more.
Mm-hmm.
Five seasons done, that's even better. One more season left. These first four has been fucking amazing. Great. I'm going to say, dude, I'm going to say great filmmaking because it's like a fucking movie.
It really is.
Dude, yeah, I'm well done.
I'm two seasons in. I hate his wife. Am I supposed to hate his wife?
Whose wife?
I hate his wife.
I hate her too.
Okay.
Skylar?
Yeah.
Her name is stupid. I'm just saying.
I can't
say. Dude, she's up for an Emmy for her role, which I would have to say.
I guess she's a good cunt then.
Yeah, she is.
All right, so enough of this. I fancy good TV shows. As in Breaking Bad. Listen, folks. If you're listening out there, you have Netflix. You don't fucking care about TV, whatever. Danger approved, Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Check it out. First four seasons on Netflix. Do the right thing, assholes.
And if you're wondering, someone from Taste.
I like how you appreciate the fans. Chicken fuckers.
Chicken fuckers.
That's it. Okay. And now it's time for...
Have you seen...
Super Chicken? The Dark Side of Life.
Yeah.
That's why I got that.
Yeah.
And now it's time
for... This fucking guy didn't like it.
Chicken fucker.
The fuck you moment. And here we go.
Fuck you.
All right, the fuck you moment. Ivan, show them how it's done. What do you got?
Fast and Furious? Okay.
Enough of that shit. Let's be done with this.
Okay, so my fuck you moment is like a two-step program.
Oh, here we go.
It originally started, I don't know.
Like, it's a long story,
like,
it seems.
4 years ago, I was driving on the fucking... 405 freeway, and I seen some white douchebag in a Jeep.
Hey, whoa. We got a white guy sitting here.
Yeah, I was about to say, thought about him.
Be careful.
Like, I hope he doesn't get offended. I can kind
of
see him.
I'm not proud of my people.
I can see him wearing these glasses.
We don't have a good track record.
I can see you wearing these glasses, but I hope you don't. But if you wear them on a Saturday, I can understand. those throwback sunglasses, the fucking hot pink and orange and green
and all that shit.
You know those 80s glasses where people were like, oh yeah, you only
surfer,
whatever. Those guys, I had a hatred for them years ago because every time I seen them, they're always douchebags.
Yeah.
So I had seen someone wear them again just recently, and I was like, fuck you.
Hipster?
Yeah, definitely hipster. But then I was at the OC Fair on Friday. I was going to go see Dirty Heads in the Steel Pulse. And it was a great fucking show.
You know them?
Yeah, good band.
Dirty Heads or Steel Pulse?
Dirty Heads.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm just kidding. There was some idiot who was like, can I buy those tickets? And they're like, oh, yeah, I want to see Dirty Heads. I'm like, why would you want to buy Craigslist tickets for Dirty Heads? You can buy those anywhere else. But anyways, because Steel Pulse was the main attraction, is what I'm saying. Dirty Heads, you can find them fucking anywhere.
Are those bands like similar? In some
they're way? Reggae bands, but Steel...
See, I like reggae. I like ska.
Yeah. Well, Dirty Heads is, you know, the new age type of ska reggae shit. Steel Pulse has been around for like 25 years. And they're fucking awesome. They're old school reggae, but fucking an energy band. You know, they have a lot of good energy even for being old men up there. Anyways.
I don't like watching old.
I'm fucking... Dude, I saw a country show with Taj Mahal. I don't know if you know Taj Mahal and Jackson
Sounds
Brown.
Indian. I'm just saying.
He's not. He's a black dude. But he does...
That's not Indian at all.
Southern
Long story
shit.
Short.
Long story short, Friday, I'm going to go watch the Dirty Heads. My friend's already there. I'm going to grab some brews and fucking walk to the Pacific Amphitheater. And what do I see?
this douchebag, not only with those fucking throwback sunglasses, but an LMFAO motherfucking looking guy. Like, I can understand. I love that group. I listen to their music. I've bought in their albums. They have, you can put that CD on and just have a fucking party.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. And it's a gimmick. And I understand that. But when I see this fucking moron walking down an aisle with his girlfriend and he's dressed just like one of those fucking guys with those fucking sunglasses, with the fucking leggings on and his fucking old school fucking gold necklace and that fucking just retarded tank top. I don't even know what to describe it as. I flipped the fuck out. And like I told James, I tried to take a picture of this guy and my phone fucking failed me. It would just go to a black screen. Either because the guy was that douchey and just couldn't take a picture of him, wherever the fuck happened.
Batman technology that disabled your phone.
No shit, really. Seriously, I wish. And he even had the stupid fucking Jufro because he was a white dude. And it was all frizzed up and not even thick or anything like that. And I was like, this motherfucker, dude. Like, why? Like, those guys, I can understand because it's a gimmick. They fucking sell albums. But this motherfucker acts like it's a lifestyle, and it's not. Yeah. I've been to a lot of clubs. I've been to a lot of concerts, and I've never seen that shit outside of that realm. And this guy's walking around like it's the thing to do, and he's fucking a hipster douchebag. He's a fucking poser. He's everything that everyone should hate. So fuck you, Mr. LMFAO looking motherfucker, hipster, poser, douchebag. I fucking hate you. That's my okay. Fuck you moment. Appreciate it.
Nice.
I wish you could have seen it.
Evan, what do you got? Mr. Perky.
Mine's a lot more simple.
Thank you.
Anyone that checks into the the gym with a beast mode engage post on Facebook, you use the phrase beast mode engage. If you use the word beast period.
Beast mode.
You are a faggot.
That's bad.
Beast mode.
WWJD, he would not say beast mode engage.
Beast mode engage is pretty horrible.
Wait, why'd you say WWJD?
Because Jesus doesn't like faggots.
Wait, why'd you incorporate that with beast mode?
Because that's what I do. I use WWJD in any possible situation in which it would be offensive.
I recommend you
incorporate that in everything.
I had a Facebook post. I've done that. I do that every so often. I don't put beast mode or anything like that. But I'm in a weight loss challenge with a group of people, so I'll take a shot of like my calorie counter where it was like,
you're gonna say alcohol.
No,
that's like, not helping.
He lost 1,200 calories in 30 minutes.
Wait,
like,
Ivan,
I'll do that.
Be serious here. Have you ever posted beast mode?
No, fuck that, dude. That's fucking horseshit.
I worked with
that.
A couple people there.
But
checked into 24-hour fitness beast mode.
That's fucking horseshit.
You're gonna bench press for 30 minutes? Beast mode engage. Okay. Yeah. That's what a beast would do. You would bench press
but
for
I love
30
those,
minutes.
Those smile e-cards or some some e-cards. And I had to post it because I have a few people, which my douchebag older brother does this shit.
Uh-oh.
And I had to post it specifically for him. I tagged him on it because he's a fucking D-bag like this. Where it said, oh, I can't believe I got to the gym and I forgot to post it on Facebook. This workout is worthless. See, that's like, him to a T, and I posted it.
I have
he's
those
like, what the
stupid
fuck?
Like iPhone apps where they like measure how long your run is.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Like I want to know how long I run. And even though they're stupid and they're inaccurate, like I'll still use it just because I want to have a general idea of how long I ran like for any given run. And my Nike one, it automatically posts to my Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I hate it. I don't want it to do that. Just give me a number so I feel good about how much I worked out today. Right. You don't need to tell anyone else. It's self-gratifying. I ran 8 miles. Like, yes, personal record. No one else needs to know.
Right.
But instead, it posts to my Facebook and it creates like sayings for me. It was like, can't stop, won't stop, ran 8 miles. I didn't fucking say that. Yeah. No one else needs to know that. This is for me. It's not for anyone else. I don't need people to know that I ran.
So you're
so
home by
miles.
Technology standards.
Nike wants people to think I'm gay. That's all I'm saying.
I actually thought about James.
Oh,
like
okay.
I said,
here
today,
we go.
No, this is in defense of you. Because like I said, my satellite dish came up today. And there's this new fucking feature on DirecTV where whatever show you're watching for X amount of minutes or that you DVR, if you punch in your Facebook or Twitter information, it'll automatically post saying, oh my God, again, that basic shit. Oh my God, watching Breaking Bad, or oh my God, watching Jerseylicious.
I am an individual.
And it asked me, like, when I changed to it, because we were going to watch Breaking Bad, and it said, do you want to post this? Like, enter your shit. I'm like, no, don't ever remind this, because there's going to, I'm going to like fall asleep watching something. And James is going to be like, you fucking fag. You were watching Jerseylicious till like 2 in the morning. Like, nah, I don't need any of that shit. Like, I don't want. And that's just fucking stupid. Who cares
right. What
the fuck I was watching? Like, I'm not some fucking self-religious asshole who has to let everybody know this is what I was doing at 2 in the morning. Like, James, comment,
Pretty
please.
Liars.
Besides jerking off.
Exactly.
All right.
I'll put that on the screen.
Here's
any
my
day.
Fuck you. Did you say fuck you, by the way?
I did not. I did not say fuck you.
You didn't even give him a chance, you asshole.
You were talking the whole fucking time.
I hate both of you.
What do you want to say to that, actually? You fucking hate both of you.
Fuck you, people that think that just because you work out, you're a badass.
That's right.
Beast mode. Fuck you, beast mode.
Beast mode? What the fuck is that? That's like fucking Disney shit.
Now, could you get with someone saying, damn, I saw you out there and you were a fucking beast.
All right, enough. Enough.
Beasts don't even speak English. Just saying, like, they just...
You're not speaking English.
They just... they roar, and they make animal noises.
Right. That's right.
Meow. That's
my fuck you.
Sometimes they meow.
I know summertime's here. Kids are out of school. But I guess my throwback fuck you goes to when I was working a month ago, and I'd see little fucking kids walking to school in the morning. And I'm talking like 6-7-year-old kids by themselves. Mm-hmm. Fuck you to those parents, dude. Who lets
children.
Their parents... Yeah, fuck you kids. Who lets their kids walk to school, dude, like that young? Walk to school.
That was not known
a
in our
a fucking mile, dude, or whatever it is. The school isn't like across the street. You know, it's a ways. You're letting your little fucking kids walk to school?
Yeah.
I got a 5-year-old. You know, in a year, I'm not letting her walk to school by herself, mm-hmm. even if it's like across the street. That's so crazy to me, you know? Then you want to talk about kids getting raped and what's it called?
Abducted?
No, that
kidnapped?
No, when they have the shit in the fucking freeways, like the Amber Alert. Yeah. The Amber Alert. Oh, guess what, asshole? You could have prevented it from walking your goddamn kid to school, you lazy bitch. This is all this shows me is these lazy fucking parents. I'm going to stay inside, maybe sleeping. You walk to school. Okay, go for it. Fuck you.
Dress yourself and walk to school.
Yeah. Put some sweats on, at least. Walk your goddamn kids to school. As a parent, dude, this shit drives me fucking nuts.
I completely agree. I live like 300 feet from my elementary school. You could literally throw a rock from my house, hit the elementary school. And my mom would at least do us the courtesy of walking to the corner where she could see the school a couple blocks away and be like, all right, you're there. Go fucking to sleep now. But, you know, I mean, I had like the ideal example, like the closest possible house to the elementary school, and she would still at least walk to the corner.
Yeah.
If she had, you know, been able to see us from her bedroom, she probably would have just like looked for a couple minutes, like, ah, they're gone.
Yeah.
But she would walk to the corner and look. I mean, you should do that. They're your children.
Yeah, I was no more than a mile and a half away. The only thing that made it obscure was we had a couple twists and turns,
mm-hmm.
but it was no more than a mile and a half, if that most. And they would drop us off. Like, no, fuck that. We're going to drop you off and pick you
up. Yeah, dude. Dude, I'm not fucking with you. I was in neighborhoods, you know, my job's outside. I would see kids walk out of their fucking house, and I'd be like, whoa, these kids are young as shit.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not much older than my little girl walking to school, like, and even like the youngest kid, or not the youngest kid, like the kid that's like leading the fucking kids out of the door, is young as shit.
Yeah.
And behind him is like 5-year-old girl. You know what I mean? Like the 6-year-old kid's leading the 5-year-old girl. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
These parents are that goddamn retarded.
Exactly.
Like, hey, okay, you'll make it. That's a safe neighborhood. Yeah. You know how many fucking weirdo predators are out there?
Exactly.
Have you looked at the sexual offenders on in your neighborhood?
Yeah, dude, I was about to ask, do you ever go to that website that shows for your specific town?
Dude, there's a lot around. Yeah.
It
there's
shows sexual around. Predators, robberies, like all this shit around your town.
Dude, you're going to have a kid. All right, let's say you're not even a fucking kid person, whatever.
A kid person.
You know what I mean? If you have a kid and you're not, okay, whatever, I had a kid and I got to deal with it. Still, it's your fucking responsibility to keep that kid safe, dude.
Yeah.
I might be sounding like an asshole as a parent.
No,
don't
bullshit.
Let your fucking kids walk by themselves to school.
Dude, seeing your 5-year-old daughter, my 10-year-old nieces and nephews,
there is no
I would not let them walk
like
alone
16.
To the school.
Yeah, you know, like, dude. Even if, like, oh, I got my 6th grader walking my kindergarten, what the fuck are they going to do?
Right.
Like, I have a knife. I'm in 6th grade.
Not even that, dude. They're not going to have anything. Like, again, my 10-year-old niece who knows how to be vocal and all that, I don't give a shit.
You don't even have, like, developed muscle until, like, sophomore year. Like, what are you going to do? Dude. Like,
that doesn't even matter. Just the fact that that thing can happen. There's nothing they can do about it. It could happen at any point, at any time.
Right.
Unless your second grader has mace,
walk
to school.
But honestly, dude, not to bring this show to a fucking down, you know, not to bring it down, but there are some sick motherfuckers out there that will love nothing more than take this little 5-year-old girl, 6-year-old girl, and fucking rape her. Just the fact that you're shoving your kids outside, go to school, don't be late, go, take off. Fuck you, parents that aren't doing the right thing. Dude, take your goddamn kids to school. It's disgusting, dude. It's really, I felt fucking terrible. I felt dirty watching these kids walking out the door by themselves.
Exactly, right?
So, just, dude, in the world we live in now, with these sick, twisted animals, come on. Do I really got to fucking tell you to do that? Really? If I got to tell you, you're a retard. Don't do it. Fuck you, idiot parents. That's it, I'm done.
Fuck you!
It's been a good show. Evan, thank you for coming on.
Happy to be here.
I'm glad you did it.
Yeah,
we never had
job,
the
Evan.
Whole... I never got to the bottom of it. Do you want to be called... No, Grease Monkey is a derogatory term.
No, Motorhead.
You like... Not Motorhead either. You like... what do you say?
How about Evan?
I got to label you somehow.
Between the two, I think you'd like Motorhead more than Grease Monkey, right?
I would say more than
He's
Grease Monkey.
Definitely a Motorhead. Dude.
But you said... What was the other one you said? Like the Hot Rodder?
Hot Rodder, bro.
Wait. Hot Rodder. What do you do professionally?
I fucking got a degree in journalism.
What do you do professionally, like day to day, 9 to 5?
Nothing yet. No, the goal is to be an automotive journalist. I'm a big writer. I write a lot of
He's
stuff.
He's definitely a Motorhead.
The Motorhead
job, yes.
All right,
Motorhead.
That's what you'll be named.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you for coming on. It's been a great time.
Thanks for having me,
Ivan. Thanks for giving me unprepared as usual.
Oh yeah,
you motherfucker. And hey, all you out there, thank you for listening. I hope you were offended a little bit.
Thanks for sticking on.
If you're a Danger listener and you're not offended at least once every show, you're not a real listener.
What? I'm not proud to say that anybody's offended on this show.
What?
Maybe unless you said someone was getting raped.
I don't think anybody has any reason to be offended.
I don't think anybody has any reason
Nobody
to be offended.
Even mentioned beating the elderly. That's a topic that needs some.
That's true. We got to get on the next
fancy
time.
That.
All right.
They can't even defend themselves.
It's been real.
They're old.
See you next time. I think I'll make Ivan give me some food right now because I'm hungry.
Yeah, I think so. I'm down to drive.